Reason to hope. Outgoing Marine Corps Commandant General Michael Hagee tells CBS News correspondent David Martin.
Can we win this? Absolutely. Is that still out there? I think it is. We have to have the patience.
But it could take a lot of patience.
We, the nation, we have to be prepared for a long war.
Well, today, British Prime Minister Tony Blair will put in his 2 cents worth with the Iraq Working Group. Live to London and CBS News reporter Vicky Barker.
Blair will argue that Iran and Syria should be pressured to stop arming insurgents in Iraq and elsewhere. The West could then enlist the two supposed pariah states in helping to forge a solution in Iraq. That might be possible, Blair says, if the West at the same time works to defuse such other regional flashpoints as the Israeli-Palestinian conflict.
President Bush today begins a Far East trip that will take him to Vietnam for the annual Asia-Pacific Economic Summit. CBS News correspondent Peter Mayer will cover.
Two of the places the president will visit, Indonesia and, to a much lesser extent, Singapore, have real concerns about Islamic militants. At the Asia-Pacific Summit in Vietnam, Mr. Bush and other leaders are expected to approve a series of anti-terror measures. The plan will include new cooperation to combat the threat, including tighter border and aviation security measures.
With their business misfiring, the heads of Detroit's Big Three automakers sit down in a few hours at the White House with the president. Chrysler Chief Tom Lasorda says the key topics will focus on how to level the playing field with the overseas competition.
We want to talk about health care. We want to talk about what's going on the fuel side, both energy conservation as well as new energy policy.
It's a gap that may be growing. We're live with CBS News correspondent Lou Miliano. Lou, there are new Census Bureau's numbers, and what do they show about racial disparities in the U.S.?
Well, that disparities have not only not changed all that much, in some cases they are growing. Demographer Ken Bryson says white households incomes are 40% higher than Hispanics, over 60% higher than blacks.
The median household income of African American households is about $31,000 a year, compared with more than $50,000 for non-Hispanic whites.
Asian Americans, he says, have it both ways, higher incomes than whites and higher poverty rates. Reporting live, Lou Maligano, CBS News.
In the Dallas suburb of Farmers Branch, vocal supporters of a measure passed unanimously by the city council that gets tough on illegal immigration and declares English the city's official language and slaps fines on anyone renting to illegals. Now, it's been a week since the midterm elections, and now, as CBS's Bob Fuss reports, all the freshman members of Congress are trying to learn the ropes.
Yvette Clark, a new Democrat from Brooklyn, is particularly interested in what kind of staff she needs and how to hire them.
You can come in and not waste a lot of time stumbling trying to figure out how to get things done.
There are also lessons on ethics and procedures and security, and one of the hardest things, just finding your way around.
Understanding this tunnel system.
Bob Fuss, CBS News, Capitol Hill.
It's 4 minutes past the hour.
Call the mortgage store today at 303-423-7171.
I'm Corey Lopez with an AM 760 local news update now. Republican Secretary of State candidate Mike Kaufman's 21,000 vote lead over Democrat Ken Gordon looks insurmountable now. There are less than 13,000 ballots left to count in the city of Denver, but no concession to this point. The driver in Friday's hit-and-run in downtown Denver that killed a mother and two children admits to being drunk at the time. Court documents confirm 36-year-old Lawrence Trujillo knew he had hit the family and attempted to hide the truck. 39-year-old Rebecca Bingham and her two children died after being hit. The father, Frank Bingham, released from the hospital last night. He is staying with friends. Trujillo being held on $250,000 bond. A service for the mother and two children that were killed in that hit-and-run accident is set for tonight. Visitation for Rebecca, Macy, and Garrison Bingham take place at Olinger Chapel Hill on South Colorado Boulevard from 5 until 8. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Corey Lopez. Now Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, Corey, and good morning. So far, a great ride here around the city. Not a lot to be worried about. We had a minor traffic distraction westbound I-70 at Colorado, so just be careful through there. Otherwise, the big story is really the winter storm that is having no effect here in the city. The high country, obviously not the case. Tough driving conditions, chains required either side of the Eisenhower Tunnel, both sides of the Vail Pass. US 6 at the Loveland Pass is closed. So if you have to head west, you want to be prepared. Drive safe. Security wait time at DIA, 5 minutes. Weather today, variable cloudiness, possible showers, high
Investments and securities involve the risk of loss.
You may not think of yourself as being affluent. You may not think of yourself as a high net worth investor. But it doesn't matter what kind of car you drive or the home you live in. If your investments are $500,000 or more, you're a high net worth investor. And one thing we know about you is that there are 8 common mistakes high net worth investors can make without even knowing it. We're Fisher Investments, and we've put together a special free report just for you. It's called the 8 Biggest Mistakes Investors Make and How to Avoid Them. It's yours free just for calling 1-800-771-6601. Just avoiding any one of these mistakes could help you better reach your goals now and over time. As your portfolio grows and changes, strategies need to grow and change. That's why this is valuable information you must see. For your free copy of the 8 Biggest Mistakes Investors Make and How to Avoid Them, pick up the phone now. Call 1-800-771-6601. That's 1-800-771-6601.
What if I told you that you could learn a new language the same way you learned your first language, with no tedious translation, no useless memorization, and no boring drills? You'd have every right to be skeptical, especially if you struggled with languages in the past. That's why we want to send you a free demo CD-ROM from Rosetta Stone. You'll find out what U.S. diplomats, over 10,000 schools, and NASA already know, that this is the world's fastest, easiest way to learn a new language, guaranteed. Call now to request your free CD-ROM. And try it with our compliments. This amazing demo includes 28 languages. Learn a language better than you thought possible and faster than you ever imagined. Call 1-800-339-2117 and we'll rush you the free Rosetta Stone CD-ROM today. Remember, there's no tedious translation, memorization, or drills. Call for your free Rosetta Stone CD-ROM today and see how easy and effective it really is. The number is 1-800-339-2117. That's 1-800-339-2117.
When you're looking to build a new facility, there's a lot riding on your shoulders. You have to get a structure that meets your needs. You need one that's built to last. You need to get it built quickly, and most importantly, you need it to stay within budget. What you need is a pre-engineered steel building from Anthem Steel. You won't believe how much you'll save in both time and money with a brand new built-to-last steel building. For free information on how you can get the building you need with less time and money, call 1-800-771-1868. You can even customize your building. You select the size, you select the style. You can even choose to add the look of brick, stucco, or stone. Building a new facility is a big responsibility. Make it easier by calling Anthem Steel. Achieve your goals faster and with less strain on your budget. For free information, call Anthem Steel at 1-800-771-1868. Call Anthem Steel today, 1-800-771-1868. That's 1-800-771-1868.
Do you think you have what it takes to become a millionaire? Well, Donald Trump wants to show you how.
I think we've come up with something that is going to be spectacular.
Donald Trump is now offering to the public his Wealth Builders Blueprint System, a proven system that reveals his secrets to generating incredible wealth. And because he believes so much in the power of this blueprint, Donald Trump wants to send you a free tape to help you get started today. Just call 1-800-913-5961. This blueprint is only for people who want to succeed in life, who want to become real estate gurus, who want to become millionaires and have fun doing it.
You're going to learn how to be successful. You're going to learn how to make money. And once you enjoy it, you're going to be successful.
This is your chance. Do you have what it takes? Call now for Donald Trump's powerful free tape. Call 1-800-913-5961. For your free tape, call 1-800-913-5961. 1-800-913-5961.
800 Progressive. Progressive Direct Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio, available in most states and situations.
The Osgood File, November 14th, 2006.
This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin.
On AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Could be wrong. I could be right. Could be wrong. I could be wrong. I could be right. I could be black. I could be white. I could be right. I could be wrong. I could be white. I could be black.
Good morning, 610.
minutes after 6 o'clock on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
It's Jay Marvin, and good morning.
High today, 44. Now, they're saying on the forecast, I got to compare this with Gina, because they're saying rain to snow today.
Isn't that what you said yesterday?
No, yeah, but I said it for today. Not yesterday. Now, there's going to be a storm in the mountains, but whether it'll affect us down here is another thing. We'll have to see. Now, I don't know if CBS had this at the top of the news or not, because I was getting ready to get on and I didn't listen. If I'm being repetitive, please excuse me. But Iran's leader says his country will soon celebrate the completion of its controversial nuclear fuel program. President Mohammad Ahmadinejad today said full nuclearization could come in the current year, which on the Iranian calendar ends on March the 20th. He also claimed that the international community was caving to Tehran's demands for a nuclear program. He did not elaborate, which I don't see that happening. I don't see that at all. Meantime, diplomats from nations on the board of the International Atomic Energy Agency said the U.S. is lobbying hard for denial of Iran's request for help on its ARC research reactor. Iran says it wants to produce radioisotopes for diagnosing and treating cancer. The diplomats say the denial could come next week. The United States and some of its allies allege that Iran is developing nuclear weapons. Tehran claims its program is peaceful. So we'll have to see if that pans out and what the United States and what the United Nations intends to do about dealing with Iran. But I want to get into something totally and completely different this first hour, and this is something that I have that I've long speculated on, I've wondered about, I've wanted to discuss, and I figure I'll do it here in this first hour at 6:12, 12 minutes after 6. And if any of you want to chime in on this, or if you just want to leave me adrift and let me ramble on my own about this, I have plenty to say. 303-713-7600. All right, to do this, I got to play a background report that runs about 4 minutes. And this is courtesy of the website Crooks and Liars. This is a report. It's a combination of CBS and NBC, and it's a report about Newt Gingrich becoming the Speaker of the House back in 1994. And listen to the tone of Gingrich and how it's reported, then compare it to what you think the public at large would take today, and then I want to carry it one step further and ask you about to speculate on something. But here's the report.
Election year politics now, just when you thought it couldn't get any uglier, it does. Newt Gingrich, the top House Republican who hopes to become Speaker, he's already declared war on President Clinton, and his latest attack has the White House aroused. Here's NBC's Andrea Mitchell.
Declaring all-out war, the Republican whip attacked the president at a secret meeting with lobbyists. Over lunch in this Republican club near the Capitol, Newt Gingrich told business lobbyists that Clinton Democrats are the enemy of normal Americans. As first reported in today's Washington Post, Gingrich promised the lobbyists that if Republicans win control of the House and Senate, they will then use their newfound subpoena power to spend the next 2 years investigating corruption in the Clinton administration.
I do not know of any administration in modern times with as many different potential scandals all around it. I did not refer to the president. I didn't refer to his wife. I didn't refer to any individual. I said the total behavior of the administration is a threat to the American people.
Gingrich was back in his district over the weekend, canceling a California trip to campaign for other candidates.
Howdy, I'm Newt Gingrich.
How you doing?
Good to see you. I want to ask you all to consider voting for me next Tuesday.
He insists that he's not in trouble at home. He just wants to touch base with Georgia supporters. And he seemed to be eager to tone down his image as a street fighter. According to the notes of a recent private meeting with lobbyists, Gingrich called the Clinton administration the enemy of normal people.
I wish I had said that they threaten the values and the pocketbooks of middle-class Americans. I think enemies of normal people was wrong. And I wish I hadn't said.
But in this meeting with supporters in a prosperous Atlanta suburb, Gingrich raised the Susan Smith case as an example of what's wrong with America. He seemed to blame liberals.
I can capture everything we're trying to do by, in a sense, referring to this weekend's unbelievable tragedy in South Carolina. It's about getting at the root causes of a decay in our civilization that is horrific.
This is truly a wildly historic night.
Get used to the name Newt Gingrich. He's in line to be the first Republican Speaker of the House since 1954. He will have sweeping control over Congress with enough Democrats crossing over to vote with the GOP. He could command two-thirds of the House, and he wants to change the political landscape in this country in 100 days' time.
In the immediate aftermath of the landslide, House Speaker-in-waiting Newt Gingrich pledged less partisanship, more cooperation with the White House. But on day one of the kinder, gentler era, Gingrich told reporters the President and First Lady were counterculture McGovernicks surrounded by left-wing elitists. Mr. Clinton stuck to the presidential high road. The new king of the hill, Newt Gingrich, today made his triumphant return, then headed downtown for an inaugural address that carried a tough message to President Clinton.
We're going to be open to working with everyone, that we will cooperate with anyone, and we will compromise with no one.
Claiming the voters had given Republicans a sweeping mandate, Gingrich said the cost of failure would be high.
If this just degenerates after a historic election back into the usual baloney of politics in Washington and pettiness in Washington, then the American people, I believe, will move towards a third party in a massive way.
In the course of a couple of minutes, Gingrich proposed that the Federal Reserve Board meet with him to discuss economic policy, that children do 2 hours of homework every night, and put in a plug for a series of lectures he's taped. And there were more of what Washington is already calling Newtisms.
This is also a muscular society, and we've been kidding ourselves about it. The New Hampshire slogan is live free or die. It is not live free or wine.
He made it clear Great Society and other anti-poverty programs are targeted for destruction, a plan that has already angered black leaders.
The Speaker of the House, Gingrich, has declared an official stop to the war on poverty and the revival of the war on the poor.
And on the Hill, Gingrich's early moves foreshadow partisan warfare. In a memo, he ordered Republican staffers to warn Democrats that they face fines and imprisonment if they destroy any House documents.
Another sign of the times, a Republican staffer stepped into a Capitol hallway and shouted, "All Democrats, get out." Stay tuned. Eric Engberg, CBS News, Washington.
All right, that was Newt Gingrich, and that was the Republican Party back in 1994. By the way, speaking of poverty, the U.S. Census Bureau survey found large gaps in income, home ownership, and poverty among racial and ethnic groups, not only here in Colorado, but across the country. And I'll get into that a little bit later. But bear in mind that the tone of that report. Now listen to this. A Woodland Hills man was arrested Saturday by a federal joint terrorism task force on suspicion of mailing more than a dozen threatening letters to politicians, celebrities, and journalists. The FBI said on Sunday the letters contained what turned out to be harmless white powder. Chad Conrad Castanaga, 39, or Castaganta, or whatever, Ghana, 39, was being held at the Metropolitan Detention Center in Los Angeles for allegedly conveying false information and sending threats by U.S. mail. The letters, which had fake return addresses, were received by Representative Nancy Pelosi, who is in line to become Speaker of the House, Senator Charles Schumer, comedians Jon Stewart, David Letterman, and MSNBC host Keith Olbermann. Some of the letters contained rants such as death to demagogues and references to Alan Berg, from here in Denver, a Jewish talk show host killed back in 1984 by white supremacists. The white powder in the envelope was tested and found to be not to be hazardous. The FBI said in a statement that this guy's going to get charged. And this guy was a frequent poster on the ultra-conservative website Free Republic. I think it's called FreeRepublic.com, which some people have posted some negative things about me on there, too. I don't know why I brought that up. I guess just to show that I'm familiar with it. But here's the question I'm asking. And it's taken me about 20 minutes to develop this. But really, it's really a simple question. What is it about these folks? I mean, if you listen to talk radio, right-wing talk radio, you listen to, like, Rush Limbaugh, you listen to you know, all of their big stars, and you listen to this report. Why is the GOP so damn nasty? Why are they so damn nasty? What is behind that? And I'll tell you something. They're nasty to the point where talk radio in this country 15 years ago, even 10 years ago, most talk stations, most mainstream, what they call mainstream big talk radio stations, had liberals and had conservatives. You'd usually have one or two liberals on the station. Never more liberals than conservatives, but you would have some liberals on the station. Now, you don't have hardly any, with a few exceptions out there. And if you ask program directors about this, the reason they'll give you is because people who listen to these stations are right-wing and they will not tolerate a dissenting point of view. Hence, we have this little teeny format called Progressive Talk, which is struggling to stay alive. And it used to be that talk radio was like all, you get on the air and you take on all comers. Now you don't have that at all. But these folks are like inherently nasty. What is it that makes them so inherently nasty? Why are they nasty and angry? And they are, aren't they? Aren't they angry? They're like really angry. And I used to be a really angry person. So I guess maybe because I was like a really angry person back then, I fit in really well in that format. But I, for one, just can't get on the air and make irrational statements. Like the GOP and the Republicans are anti-American, that if they get control of the country, there'll be mass carnage, that they're going to take us down the road to hell in a handbasket. What I'd rather get on the air is I'd rather get on the air and say, well, look, you know what? It's okay to be a conservative. It's okay to be a member of the Republican Party. It's okay to be a member of the GOP. You and I just aren't going to agree on much. And then it brings up the idea, well, wait a minute, are we too soft? But if you get on, my experience has been that if you get on this radio station particularly, and you get too vitriolic, people then get upset. And they start to complain. But I'm really interested in the idea of what makes these people so angry. Why are they angry? In other words, why can't you just... And I get passionate as much as the next person, and sometimes I can get loud, but why can't you just disagree? And that they make all these kind of like extreme statements, like Newt Gingrich. And the statements that he made in that report about, and this is a guy, by the way, who wants to run for president and has about 12% support of the Republican Party in the latest poll. Conducted by CNN. So he makes all these radical statements about, they're bad for America, and that you remember the terrible Susan Smith tragedy in which Susan Smith drove the car into the lake and killed her kids, and that somehow is a result of liberalism. And I don't think anybody over here would ever make any kind of a statement like that. But what is it that stirs up these people and gets their listeners like this guy to mail in white powder? I mean, why are they so damn hateful? 303-713-7600. Four lines open. Anybody up this early in the morning who wants to speculate on human nature? Let's find...
Well, it's time to buy a house. And when that time comes, you've got to make a good choice. Like Amber Homes. Amber Homes has quality houses priced right for first-time buyers. These babies are built solidly from foundation to roof with the kind of quality materials you'd only find in much more expensive homes. So if it's time to consider your first home, consider Amber Homes, a higher standard. Amber Homes at Lake Chalet. Luxury condos in the 140s now in closeout phase in an established neighborhood conveniently located near C470. Check out amberhomes.com for details.
If you saw a job ad like this, would you take the job? $10,000 per week. You have to work 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, no vacation, no breaks, and no benefits. You can't get off work at 5, you can't leave the office, there is no retirement, no promotions, no pay increases, and you can't change jobs. You have to do this job 24/7 for the rest of your life. Want the job? This is exactly how an injury goes. No break from it, no vacation, no benefits. You can't change this job. You just inherited a new permanent career. Is that enough pay for that job? What if your injuries include numbness, back surgery, and restriction of your favorite activities? Hi, I'm Gary Bell of the law firm of Bell & Pollock. Injuries are truly life-changing events. Bell & Pollock has handled these issues for years. If you have an injury and have questions, call us. We'll help you.
Bell & Pollock has over 20 years of experience. Bell & Pollock can be reached 24 hours a day at 303-795-5900. That's 795-5900. Bell & Pollock is a member of Tom Martino's exclusive list at troubleshooter.com.
Individuals who have suffered a stroke that has caused weakness in one hand and or arm to participate in an investigational research study. This study will assess the safety and effectiveness of an investigational implanted device in participants who have reduced hand and or arm function after stroke. The therapy involves electrical stimulation to the area of the brain involved in the recovery of hand-arm function while the patient undergoes rehabilitative therapy. Completed human studies show that this investigational device is safe, and the initial results suggest that stimulation can improve hand-arm recovery in stroke survivors, even when their stroke occurred months or years earlier. Participants must be at least 21 years of age and have weakness in one hand and or arm. All medical costs will be covered for participants that qualify. Call 888-546-9779 today or visit www.northstarneuro.com for more information. Again, call 888-546-9779 for more information. IRB approved.
Hightech Import Automotive understands you want your car repaired quickly, you want it repaired right, and you want it done by experienced technicians who take pride in their work and their integrity. Call Hightech Import Automotive in Lakewood at 303-988-2868. Hightech specializes in Toyota, Lexus, Honda, Acura, and Nissan using genuine factory parts. Call 303-988-2868 and you'll get $20 off any service or repair job over $100. For work on your electrical, brakes, suspension, clutch, engine, or transmission, call Hightech Import in Lakewood.
Isn't it time for a new pair of favorite jeans? Lee has any style you need, including relaxed, loose straight leg, and boot cut, and any wash you want. So it's easy to find what's right for you. Come see the new Lee and find your new favorite pair of jeans at Kohl's. Lee, get what fits.
This is Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Good morning. We're loud. We're proud. It's 627, 27 minutes after 6, high today, 44. They're saying rain and snow. Well, I don't know if that's going to happen or not, but we're talking here about why the GOP is so nasty and why it inspires its followers to be nasty, like this guy in Woodland Hills who mails out all this powder to all these liberal, what he considers to be liberal Democrats. There's also the guy, was it in Colorado Springs? It might have been here in Colorado, but I don't remember, who fired on the radio station while some liberal talk show host was on the air. This was a couple of years ago, two or three years ago. Don't remember. I've been subject to their attacks, too. Had bullets left outside the studio door. Had neo-Nazis try to break into my house and go after my dogs. Tried to poison them. What is up with the right that they're just so angry? Here's John in Lakewood. John, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing, Jay?
Good. How about you?
All right, great. So sorry to hear about Andy Petone.
Yeah, me too.
But, hey, you know, I think the main thing is power with these people. They have to have control of every little thing in their life. Instead of just going with the flow and seeing what happens, and dealing with it, being rational, so some of these people are just so power hungry that they just let common sense go out the window.
So you think that the fact they get irrational, do you think that fuels their lack of common sense and their lack of in other words, trying to engage their opponents on ideas versus making sweeping generalizations and challenging patriotism and just being downright nasty?
Yes, there's a lot of them. I know someone who's you can't even debate about them, about Republican, Democrat, or just issues, and he just becomes downright nasty. He wants to take control of the whole conversation. And so it's a shame, but I don't think they're open to be debate openly and honestly.
I can't understand why they're so angry. We live in a great country. What's their, you know, you can be concerned about something. You can get upset about something, but after all, there's nothing we can't really solve. And and what good does it do to hurl around accusations like that?
It doesn't do any good. It hurts the effectiveness of our ability to overcome the negative feelings of the world, too.
Yeah, it just doesn't work. John, thank you, man. I appreciate
it. Thank you.
Okay, have a good day.
Bye.
All right. Let's go to Mark in Denver. Mark, you're on AM 760.
Morning, Jay. Glad to have you back.
Well, nice to be back, man.
I'm hoping that procedure made your Volkswagen body feel like a Porsche with all that good blood flowing through it now.
You know what? I'm okay, so I only have... Now I just have this other one more doctor's appointment to go to on the 29th, and then we'll see if I can get this gastric bypass done, but my heart is in perfect condition. All right, what's on your mind, man?
I think that, for number one, the reason that the talk show hosts say basically throw bombs out there is to whip up the base and try to get that mob mentality, you know, started and feeding around. But I do think that both sides have dingbats saying things like that. I listen to more than just you on this station, and some of the things that Janine Garofalo and there's a couple other people. Al Franken says some pretty crazy stuff.
I listen to him pretty much, though, and most of his stuff is not done in anger. It's done in humor. I think there's a big difference between making a joke about somebody and satirizing them as opposed to being angry at them. Like, I've never heard Al Franken ever say, for instance, that if radical liberal elements get control of the United States of America, we will suffer undue carnage. Now, you have to admit, that's a pretty angry, pretty irrational statement.
I guess it's somebody's opinion. I don't necessarily agree with it.
Well, it's a right-wing talk show host's opinion town.
It may be true, though. I mean, it's their opinion. I may not agree with it, but they may be...
Yeah, but why put it in those terms? Why don't you just get on the air and say, look, what the Democrats want to do, what liberals want to do, I don't agree with where they want to go, and here's why I don't agree with it. Or, I don't agree with where they want to go. Let me point out some reasons why what they're advocating won't work, and I think they're misguided, or they're clueless, and let me attempt to, like, educate you about why they're clueless, instead of getting on the air and making, like, all of these god-awful extreme statements. Let me put you on hold, and I'll come back to you. Hang on.
All right.
Hang on. Let me park you in the phone zone here. 6:32, 32 minutes past the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. What is your forecast say, Gina?
Variable cloudiness, possible showers today, high winds.
Oh, man. See, there's no snow in here. Mine says snow.
Really?
Yeah.
For the city?
Yeah.
That's interesting.
It's not right. We've been through this before.
Well, mine could be wrong.
Well, we have to go by somebody's standards. Okay, I'm tempted to ask you why it is the right wing is so angry and nasty, considering you consider yourself conservative, but I won't do that. I'll save it for a later date.
Okay.
What's traffic look like this morning?
Well, not a lot of worry as you head out. We've got the normal increase on the north side of town, 270 eastbound across Commerce City, of course. Boulder Turnpike already starting to jam at Federal and southbound 25, 104th to 84th. Now, really, what you're going to have to be concerned with is I-70 west into the mountains. We've got very poor road conditions due to the weather between Grand Junction and the Eisenhower. Snow also falling between the Eisenhower and Idaho Springs, and it's getting much heavier as you travel west, so just be prepared. Weather again today, variable cloudiness, looking for some possible showers, a high wind warning, high of 49. Tonight, clearing skies, cold and breezy, 20. Currently, mostly cloudy and 38. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
New Michelin all-weather wiper blades. Leave it to Michelin to revolutionize wiper blades.
Now I have my own successful online business. It's already brought in over $175,000 for me.
I grossed over $321,000 and I was able to quit my 9-to-5.
You've heard all the buzz. Everyday people are putting the internet to work, making serious money from the comfort of their own homes with online auctions. So much money, so easily, they're actually quitting their jobs. And so can you, with a free CD from Internet Speedway. Yours absolutely free, just for calling. This free CD shows how easy it is to generate real wealth quickly, with online auctions at sites like the internet's largest marketplace, eBay. And you never have to see, store, or even pay for the products you're selling.
I did over $40,000 in sales last month, and I have my own business now. It's like a dream come true.
The strategies are simple. The money is real, and the CD is free. Call 1-800-226-9008 now to get your free CD. Call 1-800-226-9008. 1-800-226-9008.
I'm Mike Shanahan of the Denver Broncos. Some things I keep secret, like the running back rotation. Other things I share. For mortgages, go see my friends in American Financing.
Thanks, Coach. This is Damian Maldonado, founder of American Financing. We're locally owned and operated. We have no commission loan officers, so our only job is to get you the best loan possible.
Damian, tell us about the Magic Mortgage.
The Magic Mortgage lets you select the payment that's best for your budget. You can choose a regular payment, interest only, or convert it to a 15-year loan without requalifying. You can change your monthly payment any month or every month. Whether you need a refi or a new home loan, we have the widest range of products.
So you make the call. Tell them Mike Shanahan sent you and your appraisal's free. Make the right move. Call my team of experts at American Financing.
We're redefining how home mortgages are done. Call us now at 303-695-7000. That's 695-7000. Or on the net at AmericanFinancing.net.
Tales offer ends 11:30:06.
I was lucky enough to find out about Laurel Langmire. Since then, I own 16 investment properties. I have a C Corp, an S Corp. I have six LLCs.
Free yourself from the daily grind of your 9-to-5 job.
My experience within the first 4 months, I walked away with almost $300,000.
Laurel Langmire has personally coached hundreds of entrepreneurs into financial freedom.
Laurel and her team blew me away, and I went, I got to work with this lady.
Laurel teaches you how to live in a wealth cycle and stay there. A master of customized one-on-one guidance, Laurel Langmire can place you on the road to financial independence.
Hi, I'm Laurel Langmire. Creating wealth is not as difficult as you may think. If you're ready to turn your financial dreams into reality, then I want you to have my Extreme Money Makeover CD for free.
Call now for this limited time special offer. Get Laurel's Money Makeover CD and her best-selling book, The Millionaire Maker. Both the book and the CD for free. You only pay a small shipping and handling fee. Call 800-953-8757. 800-953-8757.
This is Randy Rhodes, and I'm coming up this afternoon. And right now, you got Jay Marvin right here on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Okay, there's something sad about a 54-year-old man doing a dog on the radio at 6:37 in the morning, 37 minutes after 6. Jane's Addiction. I love this song. You know what song I want to hear? I want to hear the Ballad of John and Yoko, too. All right, it's high today, 44, and maybe some precipitation. Let's compromise on that. 303-713-7600. Why is the right wing so damn nasty? Why is the GOP so nasty? All right, let me go back to Mark. Where is Mark? I can't remember because I got this other... Is he on three? Two. Oh, okay, Mark. Let me give you some examples here of what I'm talking about.
All right.
Okay, ready?
Yep.
The enemy is going to be extremely encouraged already by the results of the November 7th election. So I think the timing is right to get rid of Rumsfeld. Now, what's the suggestion there? The suggestion there is, okay, the suggestion there is that if you voted for a Democrat and you vote a Democratic, that what you're doing is you're encouraging the enemy.
And
that's not true. Nothing is further from the truth.
I think that what they're saying there, and you know as well as I do, that the enemy watches election results and watches what goes on in our country in terms of what the effect of their things have on our media and our public opinion. But I think that the reason that he said that is because the Democrats talked, basically, not necessarily cut and run, but stage redeployment or whatever you want to call cut and run in a nice way, that if you vote for Democrats, and the election was about George Bush and about the way that Rumsfeld basically screwed up this war and wouldn't listen to anybody. So finally, when the Democrats won, I'm assuming this was Rush Limbaugh that said it, but I could be wrong.
Well, I'm not going to tell you who said it. I'm just quoting it to you.
Okay, that now it's time to get rid of Rumsfeld and get a new direction in the war, which we should have done a long time ago. Rumsfeld's a moron. He may have done some good things, but he's done a lot of wrong.
Okay, but the point is there. The point is there. There's a way to say that without having to play the old canard, to run the old thing about how, well, you voted for them. You obviously must be on the side of the enemy. I mean, come on, man. Here's another one. Let me give you another one. Minority activists and others will go to sleep tonight with visions of political sugar plums dancing in their heads if Democrats sweep the field. Oh, wait a minute. Like, you don't think that there's the same kind of people on the Republican side and that lobbyists don't go to bed with sugar plums in their heads when Republicans take over? If that's not the case, and corporate America doesn't, if that's not the case, then why does corporate America give so much damn money to the Republican Party? I mean, it's being intellectually dishonest to make those kind of statements.
I agree with you there, but I think that what you're asking is, why do they say it? It's basically the same reason Jerry Springer has ladies boxing in their underwear on his show. It's for shock value. It's no different than the things that Ward Churchill says in his class, said in his classroom. It's just the medium through which the message is conveyed. It's the same exact thing.
Yeah,
and unfortunately, people do it.
Yeah, the only area I would challenge you on there about Ward Churchill is, and I know I'll probably catch some flack from part of the core of this radio station, but I got to say what I believe. I think he's got a right to free speech, but I don't agree with what he has to say, and I think that what he has to say is way over the top. I mean, trying to equate to the fact that the people who died in the Twin Towers had anything to do. I mean, that whole thing. I mean, do you honestly believe that anybody who's really rational, do you think that they endorse that point of view? I don't think they do. Do you?
I certainly hope not.
I mean, have you ever heard anybody who you would consider to be, even if they disagreed with you, if you consider to be a reliable source, somebody who's worth quoting, that they would come out and make a statement like that? I don't think so.
Never.
Here's another one from a right-wing talk show host. Write it down. Revisiting radio host's warnings about the consequences of Democratic victories. I mean, that there's going to be consequences of Democratic victories. Well, what consequences are there? That there's going to be this klismatic, terrible thing that is going to happen. How about this one? John Kerry has become the Democrat. This is back when Kerry got in trouble for stumbling on that line, which now nobody cares about. John Kerry has become the Democrats' Mark Foley times 1,000, because now this goes beyond whether some guy's a pervert who assaults little boys. You mean making a statement and stumbling over a joke line is the same thing as a guy who stalks 16-year-olds? Come on.
I don't think so. That's ridiculous.
Well, that's a statement.
And you know I'm a Republican, Jay, and I don't agree lock, step, and barrel with what these guys say. I listen to them because sometimes they're funny, but...
Well, I mean, where does all this come from, though? This is what I'm trying to ask you.
Well, like I said, it's the Jerry Springer effect. You throw bombs and shock people. People are like, ooh, what's he going to say next? It's like listening to Howard Stern, but politically.
Well, would you feel better if I engaged in that kind of behavior?
No, that's why I listen to your show, because you're not some crazy left-wing nut. You're rational in your thought.
Let me give you one more. If I'm sitting on an airplane, and there's somebody who looks like one of the 9/11 hijackers, and they are praying out loud as we taxi, that airline darn well better remove that person. Well, wait a minute. What does a 9/11 hijacker look like?
Well, Middle Eastern.
Well, all right. And since when is it illegal to pray on an airplane?
It's not.
Well, why would you make a statement like that? So you see what I'm saying about these guys?
I'm not an apologist for them, Jay. I don't know why they would say... That.
No, I know you're not. I know you're not, and I'm not asking you to be. I'm just pointing out where I'm amazed that in 2006 that we tolerate and allow this stuff to go on, and that if Nancy Pelosi, who's going to become Speaker of the House, had gotten up and acted like Gingrich back in 1994, we'd never hear the end of it.
A quick question about Nancy Pelosi. Maybe you have a good answer. Yesterday I learned that her brother-in-law or son got a multi-million dollar land deal to clean up a military base in San Francisco. Don't you think that's kind of fishy that somebody in her family got that?
Yeah, I think they should look into it. I think that you should look into it and see what it's about and make sure that it's kosher. Very well could be. And if it isn't, then they ought to do something about it. I have no problem with oversight. Have never had any problem with oversight.
I wish both parties felt that way.
Well, they don't. Mark, thanks, man. Appreciate
the call. Have a good
day. Okay. couple of lines open here, 303-713-7600. And just asking why the GOP, why right-wing people are just so nasty. Not only the emailers are nasty, too, at times, but also the talk show hosts are nasty, the politicians are nasty. Where's this anger and nastiness coming from? It's 6:45, 15 away from 7. If you got any ideas, because I've long, you know, I could do 2 hours on this subject. I really could. Really could. Because we don't act that way that I know of. Now, there are some people who do. There's some talk show hosts who do, and I'm willing to grant that. But when I hear that, too, out of them, you know, it makes me very uncomfortable. And if I get that way, if I get too vitriolic, I get nasty emails from people. And I don't...
Your computer's just like your car. You don't want to learn to be a mechanic. You just want to drive the darn thing. This is John Hogan with PC Answers. Anytime you have a computer problem, call us. We're the mechanics for your computer, and we make house calls.
Call PC Answers today at 303-548-1414 or visit pc-answers.com or troubleshooter.com. That's PC Answers, 303-548-1414.
Cloudiness, possible showers, looking for a high wind warning and high of 49. Currently mostly cloudy and 38. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760, Progressive Talk.
E470 gives you more time to do what you want to do. With higher speeds and lighter congestion, you can spend less time on the road. Visit E470.com for more information. That's E470.com. E470. Buy yourself some time.
AM 760 with Jay Marvin. Mornings at 6. At 10 a.m., it's Al Franken. Ed Schultz at 1. And Randy Rose at 4. Get the real story on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Now through December 1st, LeafGuard of Colorado is offering you a final chance to get $400 off your next gutter system. Call LeafGuard today and find out about the $400 off offer and schedule your free estimate. Other companies only want to cover up your pre-existing gutters, but LeafGuard will fix the problem for good. For your free estimate and $400 off discount, call 303-289-1409. That's 303-289-1409.
6:47, 47 minutes past the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Hey, if you're a homeowner, here's an important offer that'll save you money, available only from the mortgage store. They have a new 6-month with no payment program, and I guarantee you're going to love this. They're going to combine 5.75% 30-year fixed loan with an exclusive 6 months with no payments plan. Adjustable rate mortgages go higher and higher. Credit card rates are at record highs. Get rid of all of these. Consolidate your bills into one low payment with no payments for the next 6 months. The Mortgage Store is an Inc. 500 company, and you can trust that they'll get you the results. They underwrite their own loans, and they can say yes when others say no. And as a direct lender, they can close your loan in as little as a week. Now, they've got $25 million dedicated to this program, and this money's not going to hold out forever. So call right now and get your piece of it. That's 5.75% rate with only 5.99 APR and 6 months with no payments, and it's not going to last long, so don't wait. Call right now, 303-423-7171. That's 303-423-7171, 303-423-7171.
Okay, history test. What were you doing when this song was playing? Were you letting it all hang out on the dance floor or just cruising around the roller rink? Bet there was some feathered hair in there somewhere. What is it about music and hair? They bring back so many memories, from road trips to romances. And one thing helped you through them all. Finesse. Finesse shampoo and conditioner with its clean, oil-free, self-adjusting formula gives your hair exactly what it needs. No more, no less. Well, now you can show the world how you and your hair have adjusted. Dig up some old photos and send us 2 pictures of yourself. One with your beautiful hairstyle today, and one with something, say, a little funkier. You could become a model in an upcoming Finesse advertising campaign. Go to finessecontest.com for details. Hey, forget those waxy and fruity fad products and go with a proven hit. Fresh, clean, oil-free Finesse. Sometimes you need a little Finesse. Sometimes you need a lot.
Randy Rhodes, today at 4. Right now, Jay Marvin on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
I love this song. I dig it.
Standing in the dark, it's a path.
You know something? This song caused a real hoopla when it came out because he used the word Christ in it. And also, I was thinking about this morning, about this song on the way in. We could do a whole hour on this topic. All the stuff that this music represents, all of it, for those of us that are baby boomer adults, all this stuff, it all went south. Where did it all go and why? Okay, like, if you smoked pot and wore tie-dye T-shirts and drove a Volkswagen bus in 1968, 1967, and now you listen to Rush Limbaugh, what the hell happened to you? 6:50, 10 minutes away from 7 o'clock. You know what kind of guy Limbaugh was when he was growing up? He's the type of guy, you know, locked in his room, looking at his baseball cards, couldn't get dates. You know what I'm saying? Okay, I don't want to go any further than that. All right, we're talking about, because that's being nasty. I want to talk about why the Republican Party is being so nasty here. Coming up after 7 o'clock, we're going to talk to Daniel Levy. The Israeli Prime Minister is in town. Little or nothing has been done about the Israeli-Palestinian conflict, and we're going to get into that a little bit. And then also talk about the thing that I looked at it this morning and laughed. How many times have I gotten on the air and talked about calling in sick? I do it like once every, I do it every Monday. Guess what? People calling in sick in this country are at an all-time high. I want to know if you've ever done it. I want you to cop to me and tell me that you have or you haven't. All right, let's go back to the phones. We'll go to Steve in Boulder. Steve, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay.
Hi.
Well, I think the best information I've gotten on why they're so darn nasty is from two recent books, John Dean's Conservatives Without a Conscience.
I read that.
And,
you know?
Yeah, it's great. And George Lakoff's Whose Freedom? And if you take those two books together, you know, the two ideas being that there's a certain percentage of us who are by nature authoritarian, either wanting to be authorities, probably in our own small sphere, and also follow authority. And then Lakoff's book where he talks about, well, we'll kind of break down into two camps where we take a strict father model inside of ourselves or the nurturing parent model. And if you are an authoritarian, you're probably going to gravitate towards a strict father model. And for some, unfortunately, that goes all the way into totally abusive, you know, crazy ranting, you know, beating kind of father model. And that's where the really extreme end of that ends up. And the problem with people who are not authoritarian and who don't take the strict father model is that it involves listening to people. It involves nuance, you know, and it's less self-righteous, and it's just less automatically right. And there's not the impulse to just beat people if you think they're wrong. So that's what I've been able to figure out from those two books.
Don't you think the majority of... Maybe we can't make the statement because we don't know. So I'm speculating. So I qualify this by saying I'm totally and completely speculating. Do you think a majority of America is tired of all this anger?
Yeah. I am.
I mean, does all this anger, does it, and there's a difference between passion and emotion and anger.
Yeah.
Does this anger stir solutions? No, I think it creates problems.
Yeah, but like the previous caller said, it's revved up by the media for, some kind of quick ratings. And that's part of the problem, is that when all is so shortly focused on, you know, whipping people up to achieve some sort of, you know, profitable benchmark, we're going to have this kind of stuff. We're enabling that kind of stuff.
You know, the other thing is, what's that old saying about you don't bring a whisk broom to a knife fight? Okay, isn't that what we're doing, though, to a certain degree? Aren't we bringing a whisk broom to a knife fight, or is it possible for us to be able to win this battle of ideas without having to resort to pulling out a knife? And let me tag on to this, that yesterday I saw, as I'm sure everybody saw, the Martin Luther King Memorial groundbreaking yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm old enough to remember, I don't know if you're old enough to remember, but I'm old enough to remember when he was killed at the Lorraine Motel in Memphis, you know?
Yeah.
And I looked at those pictures, and every time I see those pictures of him, I get sad.
Yeah,
what happened to all of that? Where did all that go?
Well, for one thing, if you take a nurturing parent model, it doesn't mean that you just roll over and play dead.
You know, you have to learn how to be tough in an appropriate way and not just get beat up without standing up for yourself. But at the same time, people like Dr. King, who modeled himself on Gandhi, who ironically learned a lot of what he learned in South Africa from Christians, is that there's enormous power in love. And if you learn how to bring that in full force, it's not going to look like hate speech or hateful rhetoric. But it is tough. I mean, there were people in India and here on that bridge who were willing to stand there with peace and strength and just get whooped until the injustice appeared so glaringly inside of the people that were doing the badness to them that it was just too much. And then people of good conscience had to take heart. I mean, that's the power. But unfortunately, it doesn't come down to picking up a knife in a knife fight, and that's the real tough part. It's a lot more flashy radio if you just are thrusting blades equally.
It's not only radio. You know what it is? It's also people on the national scene. I mean, it's also politicians on the national scene that are doing it. And I wish Martin Luther King Jr. were alive. I'd love to sit down with him and say, man, how do you confront this? How do you confront this and effectively fight back all this smearing and nastiness and anger and the idea that this revisionist kind of idea that the 60s were bad and that it was terrible? Because were there mistakes made then? Yes. Were there bad things that happened? Yes. No question. But people at least tried their damnedest to make things better. To make things better. You know, now there's this movie coming out on Bobby Kennedy. And I remember, you know, the Emilio Estevez movie. And I remember how angry I was at Bobby Kennedy when I was a kid. Why? Because I wanted Eugene McCarthy. But I also felt extremely just destroyed because I saw I saw him assassinated live on television when he won the California primary at the Ambassador. And I just remember, you know, thinking to myself, God, can this country get any worse? Where are all these people? I mean, we don't have those people today, do we? We don't have those people who would stand up and would say to a Rush Limbaugh or to a Newt Gingrich or to, you know, a George W. Bush, aren't you ashamed of yourself for engaging in this kind of extremist activity?
Yeah,
and rhetoric?
Well, but, you know, the idealism of the 60s was really good. The problem is that it was naive. And we need to learn the mature form of that in our lives now. And we can, but that's a lot of work, too.
Yeah, but you know something? Wanting a better life and wanting a better country is never, and I think you would agree with me, is never naive. Hey, Steve, thank you, man. I appreciate it.
You bet. Thank you.
Okay. Daniel Levy, coming up. We'll talk about what's going on in the Middle East here. Stick around on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Then we'll also talk about calling in sick to work.
Tony LaMonica for Advantage Funding. For the lowest closing costs and best rate on a home loan, do what I did. Call Advantage Funding. Advantage Funding is the original mortgage lender on Tom Martino's exclusive referral list. They are a direct lender, so there are no added broker fees or points and no surprises at closing. Check interest rates and closing costs daily at 303homeloan.com. You can apply online day or night. I've referred friends and family, and they were amazed at the savings. Call 303-HOME-LOAN or go to 303homeloan.com. Today.
See a holiday meal can be with Sam's Club. Join us at the Holiday Taste of Sam's Club this Friday through Sunday, November 17th through the 19th from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. See samsclub.com for details.
The Joneses like things fast. They use Zantac. It's fast. Like last night after dinner.
Oh, heartburn? Painful.
Zantac.
Thank you.
And then later.
Better? Completely. Zantac's fast.
The Joneses know Zantac quickly relieves the toughest heartburn and more. Like before the Joneses family barbecue.
Ribs?
Heartburn.
Zantac.
Hurts?
Prevents.
Amazing.
Zantac's fast.
Zantac before a meal prevents heartburn. Zantac after a meal quickly stops heartburn. Maximum strength Zantac. It's
fast.
Uses directed, controls heartburn in 30 to 60 minutes.
Jay Marvin, Al Franken, Ed Schultz, Randy Rhodes. This is AM 760, Progressive Talk.
KKCN, 410 Denver Boulder.
And on AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Mark Knoller at the White House. In search of ways to improve the situation in Iraq, members of the bipartisan panel headed by former Secretary of State Jim Baker returned here this morning. At this hour, they're using White House facilities for a secure video teleconference with President Bush's closest ally in Iraq, British Prime Minister Tony Blair. Blair has made it clear he thinks the U.S. should reach out to Iran and Syria to help stabilize Iraq and end the violence there. The White House has said it would consider doing that if it's among the study group's recommendations expected by the end of the year.
I'm Cammy McCormick in Baghdad, where once again the country's brightest have been targeted. And Iraq's higher education minister has now ordered all universities closed until security can be improved. Between 100 and 150 people were abducted today in central Baghdad from a government research center by dozens of masked gunmen who closed roads, then handcuffed their captives before driving them away.
I'm Frank Sedapani. Some people in the Dallas suburb of Farmers Branch don't like it. But a local law aimed at cracking down on illegal immigrants cleared the city council by a unanimous vote. Critics called the law racist. Councilman Tim O'Hare says that's not so.
We welcome all people of all countries and all races and all ethnicities and all national origins as long as you follow the laws of the United States when you come here. And if you don't, you're not welcome in Farmers Branch, Texas.
Angioplasty, a procedure to mechanically open a totally blocked coronary artery, is believed to be the best approach to treating a heart attack. But new research by NYU's Dr. Judith Hochman and others shows it has no benefits for patients who have no or only very mild symptoms.
The medical therapy that we use was highly effective, and therefore, angioplasty in this population did not add anything.
Video gamers who rush out to buy Sony's new PlayStation 3 could be in for a surprise. CBS's Jim Shenevy explains.
Round one. Sony had said that the new advanced console would play even the much older PlayStation 1 games, but apparently pressure to ship the machines in time for Christmas has compromised compatibility. As a company spokesman says, some 8,000 older games will not work properly in PS3. Still, it's not expected to reduce demand for the machines, which retail for $500 to $600. Jim Shenevy, CBS News.
Well, there's good news for people who have been waiting for a break on airfares, but it comes with a catch. The big airlines are cutting fares on flights through December 12th. The catch? Don't even think about getting a cheap fare for the Thanksgiving holiday period. Fresh figures on the economy came out within the past 30 minutes. Wholesale prices fell a record 1.6% in October, thanks to lower prices for gasoline and new cars. Retail sales fell 0.2%. S&P futures are up 5 points. This is CBS News.
Because financial solutions have no borders or boundaries, because one market affects another market, UBS operates in only two locations, everywhere and right next to you. Powerful global resources leveraged every day to the most important issues. Yours. UBS, leader in wealth management, global asset management, and investment banking, and committed to a relationship we call You and Us. Member SIPC.
I'm back. I am the Ricola Mystery Cougher. If you hear me coughing and offer me a soothing, natural Ricola cough drop, you could win $1 million. And this year, I'm also coming to one lucky listener's home. Register at RicolaUSA.com for clues and official rules. And remember,
I could be a woman.
No purchase necessary. Game open to legal U.S. residents 18 years or older. Game runs October 9th to November 18th.
Does anyone have a
Ricola?
Good morning. I'm Corey Lopez with an AM 760 local news update. Tough drive in the high country this morning. U.S. Highway 6 closed over Loveland Pass. Blowing and drifting snow also prompting some chain restrictions.
We do have chain restrictions along the corridor as well, both approaches to the Eisenhower Tunnel as well as both directions over Vail Pass. Chains there are required for all commercial vehicles.
Mark Altman with CDOT says the high winds could be a problem throughout the day and could hit the plains by later today. That means the Front Range, too. 13,000 ballots still left to be counted in Denver. Hanging in the balance, the Secretary of State's race, although State Treasurer Mike Kaufman holding a 21,000-vote lead to this point. The results of the preschool funding initiative still unclear as well. We're learning more about the two men being held in that hit-and-run and death of three family members in Lodo on Friday night. An arrest affidavit says both Lawrence Trujillo and Eric Schnell admit to visiting several bars before getting in the truck and speeding through the intersection. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Corey Lopez. Now Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Corey, major delays across the north side of town, southbound 25, 104th to 84th, eastbound 270, really loaded up now, I-76 to Vasquez, as is your eastbound lanes of the Boulder Turnpike at Federal. Now, if you're right out of Lakewood, 6th Avenue, virtually at a stop now. Also at Federal, we've had a two-car wreck there in the fast lane. Traffic is out of crawl back to Wadsworth, so you want to plan accordingly. For your High Country Drive, looks like the Loveland Pass going to remain off limits at US 6 all day for avalanche control. Security wait time at DIA, 5 minutes. Weather today, variable clouds, possible showers, high wind warning, high of 49. Currently mostly cloudy and 38. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Fantastic Sam's gives you fantastic cuts, colors, styles, and textures. You never need an appointment, and with over 60 Front Range locations, they're conveniently located for you. For your holiday hair care needs, think Fantastic Sam's.
It's not too early to be thinking about the holidays, but is it too early to start enjoying all that holiday deliciousness? Absolutely not. Visit Sam's Club this weekend for the holiday taste of Sam's Club and start revving up those taste buds. We'll be preparing samples of everything from savory meats to delectable desserts, so you can taste how appetizing and easy a holiday meal can be with Sam's Club. Join us at the Holiday Taste of Sam's Club this Friday through Sunday, November 17th through the 19th, from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. See samsclub.com for details.
This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin.
On AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Could be wrong. I could be right. Could be wrong. I could be wrong. I could be right. I could be back. I could be white. I could be right. I could be wrong. I could be white. I could be black.
Good morning, 7:07, 7 minutes after 7 o'clock. High today, 44, AM 760. Progressive Talk, Jay Marvin along with you. We're going to visit with Daniel Levy. He is a senior fellow at the New American Foundation and the Century Foundation. He directs their respective Middle East and peace initiatives. He formerly worked as an advisor in the Israeli Prime Minister's office and as an official Israeli negotiator at Oslo under Rabin and at Taba under Barak. And he's got a huge resume here. He was the lead Israeli drafter of the unofficial Geneva Initiative detailed peace plan. His new piece is in the Washington Monthly, a great magazine. It's called Send the Baker Commission to Gaza, proposes having the new Congress mandate that the Iraq Study Group expand its scope of inquiry to provide recommendations for diplomatic re-engagement throughout the Middle East region. And Daniel, good morning and welcome to the program.
Good morning, Jay, and nice to hear a bit of Pill there in the background.
Yeah, it's nice to nice to have you along. All right, let me hit you with the latest thing that's circulating over here. Iran's leader says his country will soon celebrate the completion of its controversial nuclear fuel program. President Mohammad Ahmadinejad today said full nuclearization could come in the current year, which on the Iranian calendar ends March the 20th. He also claimed that the international community was caving to Tehran's demands for a nuclear program, but he didn't elaborate. I don't see them caving. Do you see them caving?
No, I don't see them caving. What I do see is, unfortunately, that you have, largely a result of the policies of the last years, a weakened United States of America and a strengthened Iran. And what worries me is that it took the North Koreans to actually test a nuclear device before there was a decision to get back and sit at the table with the North Koreans. And I think what we should be saying about Iran is none of the options look good, but let's go into talks and see what we can do in the diplomatic arena. Unfortunately, what's happened in Iraq has given a good card to the Iranian hand. It's strengthened the hardliners throughout the region, including in Iran, and that can't be good for anyone.
But this administration has this kind of aversion to sitting down it seems like, in dealing with anybody. I mean, they won't deal with the Iranians face-to-face. They won't deal with the Syrians face-to-face. There has been little, as you point out in your article, there has been little or no progress on the Israeli-Palestinian front brokered by the United States. I mean, there's been little diplomatic moves, if any, unless they're like last-minute crisis-inspired moves.
Well, exactly, and I think the answer is get over it, wipe the cobwebs off the State Department, and listen to what I think is going to be coming through the pipeline from the Baker Commission. And remember, and this is the key thing, Jay, that to engage with people is not to endorse them. Diplomacy is about engagement. It's about testing your options. It's no good to say to the Syrians or the Palestinians or the Iranians, you know what you have to do if you want us to talk to them. Sit at the table. That's the way to do it. When the Europeans have been talking to the Iranians, what everyone has noticed is it's that the vacant seat is the one that's dictating this discussion, and the vacant seat is the one that's not occupied by the Americans because they're not in the room. It doesn't mean that you endorse or embrace or make nice with people when you're sitting in a room with them. That's what doing world politics is about. So get over it, listen to the adults, and start doing diplomacy again.
All right, let's take these conflicts one by one, because we're not going to settle all this in 10 or 15 minutes. But
you're pessimistic.
but I want to tap your brain. All right, let's start. Sorry. So talk to the Iranians, engage them regarding their nuclear program, and see what we can get by bargaining with them, and what, by bringing pressure along with our allies, that if they don't conform, we try to isolate them as much as we possibly can?
Yeah, I must say, I think at this stage, none of the options with Iran are good. And I'm an Israeli, and I treat the statements of Ahmadinejad very seriously, and it's deeply troubling. But we have four options. We have got the do-nothing option, which I think is a bad option. We've got the military option, which I think is a bad option today. We can go for the grand bargain. That means put everything on the table, put the Iranian spoiler role in the Middle East peace process on the table, the nuclear weapons program on the table, their involvement in Iraq on the table, our involvement with regime change on the table, and you see what you can do. Now, if that doesn't work, the other thing that I think we have to understand is not a dirty word, is when there are no better options, buy time. But when I say buy time and isolate them, that's not the narrow look at this that people have taken, which is just sanctions. It's also about the other things that you do in the Middle East and in your global policy, which weakens the Ahmadinejad extremist Republican Guard tendency. If you go back to Israeli-Palestinian peacemaking, that's bad for Ahmadinejad. If you go back to Israeli-Syrian and you engage with the Syrians and do peacemaking there, that's bad for the Iranians. As long as we don't do any of these other things, by the way, of course, if you have a serious strategy in Iraq, that's bad for the Iranians. If we don't do any of the other things, then this idea of isolating them will be a complete waste of time, because they can wave these other flags that we handed to them and keep themselves popular domestically and keep themselves popular in the Arab region.
12 minutes after 7 here at AM 760, Progressive Talk. David Levy with us. Levy or Levy?
It's Daniel and it's Levy.
Levy, that's right. I don't know why I said Levy. It's just, sorry about that. Daniel Levy with us, and we're talking here about the Middle East. All right, let's move to Iraq. The American public wants out of this conflict. There are varying ways to do that, and you know that the Baker Commission, along with Hamilton, are studying this. As somebody sitting on the outside looking in, what's your thoughts about how to get out of this?
Look, first of all, I think it's a badge of honor to the American public that they send such a clear signal, and that they understand, even if some of their leadership haven't understood, that there's no such thing as a benevolent occupation. It's only going to make people angry, and that young Americans are dying without a strategy there. And I look at this from the perspective of an Israeli who has seen just what occupation has done to Israel, and I know that it would be the right move to end it. Having said that, it's not simple, and I think that a plan that combines clear commitments to troop drawdowns that entails Iraq is taking responsibility for their own future, and that involves the neighbors and sees what kind of a supportive, constructive role the neighborhood can play in restabilizing Iraq, and may have to include some element of federalism. Look, Senator Biden came up with some very good ideas several months ago, and the thing I like about what he did is that he said, look, you may not like all my ideas, but give me an alternative. And that's what needs to be done now. It needs to be a serious debate with all the alternatives on the table and without shirking responsibility and simply saying, well, we're there now. You know, almost 3,000 American troops have died. But that's not an excuse for more young people dying. Now you have to come up with answers. I think the Biden input can be useful. I think the Baker input can be useful. And I think there are some thoughtful people here in Washington who can generate some good ideas along the lines that I just mentioned.
All right, let's move now to the big story here. The question that is never settled and that I keep having optimistic hope that will be settled within our lifetimes. The Israeli-Palestinian conflict and the whole problem with Hamas and everything going on over there. Hamas says that they will not recognize, the Hamas government says that they will not recognize Israel. You've got a threatened economic boycott of the Palestinians, which could hurt them. How do we bring the Israelis? Look, how do we get a Palestinian state? Don't you think if they had a Palestinian state, a lot of this would stop?
Absolutely. And Jay, don't give up hope. The difficult thing here is that if people remember, just over a decade ago, we were all full of hope. It was the time of Yitzhak Rabin. It was Clinton overseeing that White House ceremony with Arafat and Rabin. And it's difficult second time around because that hope ultimately didn't deliver peace, although it took us a long way there. But it's difficult second time round because the hope is less obvious. It is doable, and as you say, it begins first and foremost with getting back to the peace table and working out a way to end the occupation. Israel cannot be safe and secure and democratic and prosperous while it still occupies Palestinian land, and there can't be a Palestinian state, and there will not be a serious Palestinian turn to moderation and to ending that anger and that violence until they see a bright hope and future. We can try and do the economic peace, we can try and do the humanitarian stuff, but all of that is not going to work until we have a political process. And that has been the great missing ingredient under this administration, that there's been no effort at political engagement. And let me just make something very clear. The majority of Israelis and the majority of Palestinians want this. This is not doing something against Israel or bad for Israel. This is doing the best possible thing for Israel to help Israel. Now that we've left Gaza, now that you have a clear majority ready to leave the West Bank, now that you have a clear majority of Palestinians who support a two-state solution to help Israelis and Palestinians resolve their differences through serious American engagement and mediation. And don't think that you can do what is trying to be done at the moment, which is to punish and force and squeeze and even starve the Palestinians into becoming more moderate.
Are the Palestinians capable of seeing us as being honest brokers, or do they see us as being too much on the Israeli side?
Look, American credibility is shot through, unfortunately. It's suffered terribly in the region, but I still think the majority of Palestinians understands global power politics, and therefore I think if there were an American effort, then a lot of what has gone on in the last years would be forgotten, or at least people would suspend their anger and their suspicions, and they would be willing to give America another chance. They understand the power equation. America could be the best thing for reestablishing American credibility in the region. And the thing that would most wrongfoot America's adversaries in the region, the Al-Qaedaists, the Ahmadinejadists, all those guys, would be to go back to being a serious broker for peace between Israel and its Arab neighbors. That's one of the things that as America tries to come to terms with new strategies in Iraq, that's one of the things that should not be forgotten. That you've got to try and do the Israeli-Palestinian stuff, because that, and this is what Blair said last night. Blair actually talked less about Syria and Iran. What he mainly talked about is that doing the Israeli-Palestinian conflict, resolving that, is one of the keys and the crucial central key to unlocking a return to moderation in the Middle East.
All right, let me ask you a real stupid question here.
I don't think it will be, but go for it.
And don't say there's no such thing as a stupid question, because there is. Why can't the Israelis just let go? Why can't they turn to the Palestinians and say, here, form your state, goodbye, We're leaving.
I'm tempted to say cut and run. Look, first of all, I think Israel is now edging closer to a place where they're going to do that. There are 400,000 Israelis living beyond the Green Line, living beyond the 1967 boundary, which everyone thinks should be the basis for a new state. So either you've got to just pull all 400,000 out, which is a big, big effort for an Israel that only has 7 million people, or you've got to try and negotiate some kind of understanding, some kind of an agreement, whereby some of them would be evacuated, but many of them would be able to stay where they are as part of an agreement that would probably involve land swaps. I mean, what I'm saying is we tried unilateralism in Gaza. We tried to just do it on our own, Israel. Unilateralism was a mistake for America. It was a mistake for Israel. It's a wrong-headed policy. Israel needs a partner in negotiations that can take responsibility for what happens when Israel walks away. Israel needs a partner in negotiations that will agree to some minor border modifications. So there are all kinds of things that you actually need a second side that can guarantee your security and that can... And we live together. I mean, when there was this bird flu crisis recently, Israel and the Palestinians had to work together. There are environmental issues. There are all kinds of other things that we can't do on our own. But the bottom line is you're going to have a negotiation with the Palestinians. But your question isn't stupid, because the first thing that will need to happen will be an Israeli recognition, an Israeli acceptance that we are leaving there, that this isn't some biblical promise, and this isn't needed for our security in this day and age. What Israel needs is a secure and recognized border. And I think Israelis are ready. I think even most of the Israeli leadership has come to that realization. And that's why I say that now that they've come to that realization, they're kind of groping about how to do it. It may be a bit similar to what's going on here. Now you have to gropingly find a way to get out of Iraq. Now, for Israel, it would be much easier if America were part of that process and were helping us. At the moment, many in Israel feel that a kind of very ideologically, one could say, neocon-driven U.S. policy is actually more to the right and extreme than the Israeli policy. And they're actually encouraging Israel to climb higher up a tree than to come down to the tree and find a safe resting place.
Yeah, why this administration won't get it in gear and try to solve this, I mean, we could solve so much. Daniel, by the way, where are you, by the way? Where are we calling you at?
In Washington. I'm here for a period of time with, as you said, the New America Foundation and the Century Foundation. I'm in Washington, and there are, and you said it's doable. We know what the answers are, by the way. This is the frustrating thing. There was a Geneva Initiative model agreement. Clinton put out parameters in December 2000. We know the answers. Now it needs the political will and the diplomatic engagement.
Boy, I couldn't agree more. Thank you so much for a fascinating 10, 15 minutes here, and hope to have you. I say this to a lot of guests, but I really mean this to you, too. Hope to have you back on again, because, you know, you're one of these guys. If you ever, once again, another one of these guests, that if you'd ever find your way to Denver, I'd stick you on here for an hour and try to hash this thing out. I think there's much we can learn from you, and I'd like to right now just give you an open invitation to come back anytime.
Jay, that's very, very kind of you. Thank you very much, and it's been a pleasure being with you this morning.
Thank you very much, Daniel.
Take care.
All right. There's Daniel Levy. He is a senior fellow at the New American Foundation and the Century Foundation, and a guy that knows an awful lot about the Middle East. And why we can't work this out, I have no clue. All right, now, coming up, we're going to talk about something that doesn't have to do with politics. It has to do with human nature. And whether this thing coming up here, whether it works or it doesn't work, depends on how honest you want to be with me and how participatory you want to be. And if you don't want to be honest with me, then I guess I'm the only one who's going to have to cop to this. So It just depends on you. We'll do it coming up. 724, 24 minutes after 7, a.m. 760. Progressive Talk, traffic now with Gina.
Thanks, Jay. Well, still a pretty tough drive for the high country. Winter weather forcing chain requirements either side of the Eisenhower Tunnel and both sides of the Vail Pass. U.S. 6 at the Loveland Pass also closed, and looks like it'll remain that way all day. Crews working on avalanche control there. Biggest issue for the city right now is the jam up on eastbound 6 out of Lakewood. We had a two-car wreck in the fast lane that's the culprit, so give yourself extra time. It'll add at least 10 to 15 minutes onto your drive time. Weather today, variable clouds, possible showers, high wind warning, looking for a high of 49. Right now, mostly cloudy and 38 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
DU School of Professional and Continuing Studies offers undergraduate completion and master's degrees for working professionals, online or evenings. Where you earn your degree does matter. UniversityCollege.DU.edu.
High-Tech Import Automotive understands you want your car repaired quickly, you want it repaired right, and you want it done by experienced technicians who take pride in their work and their integrity. Call High-Tech Import Automotive in Lakewood at 303-988-2868. High-Tech specializes in Toyota, Lexus, Honda, Acura, and Nissan using genuine factory parts. Call 303-988-2868 and you'll get $20 off any service or repair job over $100. For work on your electrical, brakes, suspension, clutch, engine, or transmission, call High-Tech Import in Lakewood.
This message about good cholesterol is brought to you by The Essential Group.
I'm home.
So, what'd the doctor have to say?
Well, for the most part, things are looking good.
Mm-hmm.
But take a look at my cholesterol results.
Hmm. Overall, it's a bit better.
Mm-hmm.
But your good cholesterol is still too low. Remember, he talked about lowering the bad and raising the good?
I know, but what more can I do?
You may not know it, but there is a good form of cholesterol, and it's important to keep high levels to help prevent heart disease. Our physicians are researching an investigational medication for men and women to see if it raises good cholesterol, also known as HDL. To qualify, you must have low good cholesterol. If you're currently on cholesterol medication, you still may qualify. Participants will receive all study-related care and study medication at no charge. To learn more, call toll-free 1-866-53-STUDY. The first step is your call. That's 1-866-53-STUDY.
Deep inside this ordinary-looking business lurks a secret weapon. Its name, Stuart.
Hi there.
His power, in a word, he does the impossible.
I think that's four words, actually.
He's ready.
Right.
Lucky for him, his business runs on the right kind of software. Microsoft software.
True. It's good stuff.
When a tough job rears its ugly head, Stuart and his software are ready.
Well, the thing about Microsoft is it's easy to use, and it works with all the other apps in our system.
Holy interoperability.
So, I can get data from any of our servers. I've been able to pinpoint some efficiencies, and our operating costs are down significantly.
Spoken like a business success-seeking software-powered super-secret weapon.
Look, I really just prefer Stuart.
With the right software, all your people can be business success-seeking super-secret weapons. Find out how at Microsoft.com/people-ready. Microsoft, software for the people-ready business.
Want the opportunity to cruise through the Northwest Parkway for free? Cruise for cans this holiday season with AM 760 Progressive Talk. Drop off a full bag of canned foods to any Northwest Parkway toll booth attended November 1st through December 8th, and you'll receive a coupon for a free trip on the Northwest Parkway. All items received will be donated to the Food Bank of the Rockies. For more information, log on to am760.net. Cruise for cans and help someone in need with AM 760 Progressive Talk.
After 7, and by the way, this song is so appropriate with what we're getting ready to talk about here. I mean, it really is. Okay, now let's see how cooperative people can be about this. It's not, you know, yeah, how cooperative you can be. It's not like I'm asking you to disclose anything that you probably wouldn't tell your friends. But this is really true. Check this out. Absenteeism in the U.S. workplace hits the highest level in years. Workers are taking more unscheduled days off as bosses struggle to curb the practice. Skipping work without good reason, you have lots of company. Unscheduled absenteeism in U.S. companies and organizations has climbed to its highest level since 1999, according to results of a recent nationwide survey of human resource executives in U.S. companies and organizations. A survey conducted for CCH by Harris Interactive, a consulting firm, put the U.S. absentee rate at 2.5% in 2006. That's up from 2.3% a year ago, and the highest since 7 years ago when it was 2.7%. And it found that personal illness accounts for only 35% of unscheduled absences, with the rest due to family issues, 24%, personal needs, 18%, stress, 12%, and entitlement mentality, 11%. And regardless of the reason, this is costing U.S. companies. Now, I know very few people that I've ever worked with that have an entitlement mentality. I keep hearing this all the time about entitlement mentalities. Most of the people I've ever worked with do not have an entitlement mentality. I mean, most of them realize that they got to come to work. I mean, they want vacation days, and I don't think there's anything wrong with that. Do you think there's anything wrong with wanting vacation days? I don't think so. And if you're sick, if you're legitimately sick, what's wrong with being legitimately sick? There's nothing. Why should they penalize you for that? Okay, and let's talk about family medical leave. So if you have something bad happen in your family and you got to have time off, what kind of employer goes like, no, you can't? Well, of course, now it's the law. But at one time in this country, I remember it wasn't the law. So you had to go like hat in hand to your employer and say, my grandfather died. I need 3 days off. And for those of us that are at the age now where you're facing the death of a parent, when that happens, we're going to need even more time off. But here's the thing I wanted to ask you. I want to ask you a two-point question here about this. Okay? And see, I don't care what your political orientation is. I don't really care. I just want to know about your situation. Number one, have you ever, and I know you've got to say yes to this, it's three questions. Have you ever discussed with another employee or the family member calling in sick? Now, you know I've done this routinely on the air, and I usually do it on Monday morning. Okay, two, have you ever called in sick when you weren't sick? This is the big one. Have you ever called in sick when you weren't sick, and why did you do it? And three, do you consider yourself to be happy or unhappy with your job? Because this is what politicians will say. Politicians will say that the economy is great, that people are happy, that things are fine. But here's some things we know. Most people change jobs about 9 or 10 times. And it used to be in the old days, it used to be 30, 35, 36 years ago, the only people who changed jobs that many times were us, people in radio. Of course, now the way radio is, there are no jobs to change to, and on top of that, because of voice tracking and a lot of this other stuff that's gone on, there are no gigs anymore. But seriously, we used to be the only ones doing it. Now everybody's doing it. And I think probably when you're like 35 or 40, you've probably changed jobs at least 5, 6 times maybe? Maybe 9 times? I think 9 times is the national average. We also know there's an incredible amount of stress at work for most people. So, anyway, these are the questions. You ever talked about calling in sick? You ever called in sick when you weren't sick? And are you happy in your job? 303-713-7600, I got 4 open lines. Now, you don't have to be a political or social brainiac to get this. You just got to call in and just tell me how you feel. And maybe you will, and maybe nobody will call in. So Turk and I will talk for 20 minutes. Among ourselves about this. Now, Gina, I know you can chime in on this, but and I don't know whether you'll be honest with us or not. Because, you know, maybe your boss is listening or something.
Yeah, I'm new here, so you shouldn't ask me.
Okay, but have you ever called in sick when you weren't?
Yes.
Yeah, I have too. But it's been years. For me, it's been years since I've done it. I'm talking like back when I was a disc jockey.
Yes. And why did you do it?
Because I worked all nights, midnight to 6, and it was one of these things where I wanted to have an extra day off, so I called from another city, and they never bothered to check. And I just told them I was sick, and they went, oh, okay, well, we'll put somebody else on. And, you know, put some minimum wage part-timer on, and I took an extra day off. I was thinking it was like a Sunday night, Monday morning.
I think a lot of people have probably done that. I don't think it's uncommon.
All right.
I would call in because, like, I think once because my dog was sick, I think.
Well, a dog should be considered a member of the family.
But, you know, most people don't think that.
All right, but you ever turn to your husband and go, you know, I'd really like to call in sick.
Yes. Not here.
Okay, you're going to answer yes to this. Are you happy with your job? You're not going to tell the truth.
Well, you know, no job is perfect. So I'll say yes for the most part. But, you know, it's not perfect.
I'm happy with mine some days and some days I'm not.
Well, that's honest.
And I'm questioning my role. Because I've been doing it for so long. Now I'm starting to think maybe it's time that I got out.
Because you're not thrilled with it every day?
No, because I become like the head of a fish. It sticks around too long, it stinks. You know, don't you think? It's like enough's enough of this guy already. All right, we'll take some calls on this coming up at 303-713-7600. By the way, I've never felt entitlement. Have you ever felt entitlement?
I don't know.
I only want what's due to me.
I think that's fair. I think I feel the same way.
Okay. 7:35, let's check out the traffic for those of you who have thought about calling in sick for work, but last couldn't get up the muscle to do it, so now you're headed to work.
Yes, couple of wrecks in key areas that are going to cause you trouble. Southbound 25 at 104th, we have a right lane block there, delays back to 136th. Eastbound 6th at Federal, they were clearing a two-car out of the fast lane there, and so traffic is really jammed back to Wadsworth. Other than that, not too bad. We did have a crash on surface streets at Monaco just north of Evans. Weather today, looking for some variable cloudiness, possible showers, high wind warning, and a high of 49. Currently mostly cloudy and 38. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760, Progressive Talk.
Let Freeway 4 give you the edge this winter with a loaded 04 Explorer or Trailblazer for just $13.9. That's right, get your choice of a loaded 04 Explorer or Trailblazer for just $13.9. Peace of mind on a budget. Freeway Ford, I-25 in Evans, Longmont Ford, 3rd and Alpine, or cheaperfords.com.
This is Al Franken, AM 760 Progressive Talk, broadcast in high definition. Why? Because it just sounds so darn good. Find out how to get your hands on an HD radio on AM760.net.
Your kids have better things to do than drugs, so get them involved in positive educational activities. Taking part in sports, music, and after-school programs will help keep kids active and drug-free. A message from Hart Roofing in Lakewood. Hart Roofing has professional crews who are licensed, bonded, and insured for your protection. Hart Roofing specializes in tear-offs, repairs, and new installation for all types of roofs for residential and commercial properties. For a free estimate, call 303-984-1950. For Chris Hart at Hart Roofing.
7:37 and 37 minutes past the hour. Here's a guy who never takes a day off. That's Michael Turner. This guy works like crazy, and so do the people around him. You don't like to think about it or plan for it, but you may one day need the help of a personal injury lawyer. And when that time comes, you want a Progressive trial lawyer. Mike Turner believes in and supports AM 760 Progressive Talk. With years of personal injury experience, Mike Turner fights corporations and insurance companies for real people like you and me every single day. He's a trial lawyer, and he's proud of it. Mike Turner is a progressive lawyer who will fight for you. The law offices of Mike Turner are at 303-300-1661 or on the web at MikeTurnerLaw.com.
Hey, Bob, what's up? You look pretty stressed.
We just lost our receptionist again. Seems we're always hiring a new one. They're either great and we promote them, or they quit after a couple of months. You got any ideas?
I think it's time to call Office Evolution.
Office Evolution?
Yeah, our accountants have been using them for years.
Wow, they have great receptionists over there.
Well, actually, they don't have a receptionist. Office Evolution handles all their calls.
So Office Evolution is an answering service?
Oh, that's just the beginning. In addition to managing phone calls, they also have 8 fully staffed offices from Littleton to Fort Collins where our sales team can meet customers or just drop in to send faxes, make copies, and check emails.
Sounds expensive. What's it cost?
Plans start at less than $100 a month. And unlike our receptionist, Office Evolution never takes vacation, never comes in late, and never quits.
Well, what are you waiting for? Give them a call.
Are you looking for a better way to handle all of your phone calls? Sign up with Office Evolution today. Plans start at under $100 a month. To learn more, visit OfficeEvolution.com.
Don't procrastinate.
Call the mortgage store right now at 303-423-7171 and start saving money today. It's fast, it's easy, and they're open evenings and weekends. The mortgage store, 303-423-7171.
Isn't it time for a new pair of favorite jeans? Lee has any style you need, including relaxed, loose straight leg, and boot cut, and any wash you want. So it's easy to find what's right for you. Come see the new Lee and find your new favorite pair of jeans at Kohl's. Lee, get what fits.
This is Ed Schultz. Keep it locked on to my buddy Jay Marvin, and then stick around for me from 1 to 4 p.m. right here on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Yes, I've had tall bosses. I've had small bosses. I've had big bosses. I've had crazy bosses. You ever see that commercial where they use this as the background? Well, now, I'm my own boss. What is this, Devo? Yeah, Devo with the old Lee Dorsey tune. We are not men, we are Devo. That's right. We make widgets, you sell them. 7:39, 39 minutes after 7 here, AM 760 Progressive Talk. We're on the subject of work. You ever called in sick? You ever talked about it? You like your job? All right, let's go to Ron in Weedbridge. Ron, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay. How you doing?
Ron, I'm doing good. How about yourself?
All right, man. Well, first of all, man, being a great D, what a great week last week. Man,
yeah.
I'm a happy boy.
Yeah.
All right, well, your first question is, have I called in sick? I've been working 38 years. I'd say in 38 years, I might have called in maybe twice. And when I have called in, it was mainly just a mental fatigue thing, you know. If I'm sick, truly sick, and, I have thousands of hours of sick time. I don't know what I have, but thirdly, you mentioned, had I called in, and what was the third one, Jay?
Are you happy with your job?
Oh, God, yeah, man. I'm very blessed. I love my job. But I did have one other thing to say, and that is, especially with some of, I call it the younger generation, Jay, one of my hot buttons is entitlement thing. I hear things like, you owe me, and I say, we owe you 8 hours of pay for 8 hours of work, and we owe you a benefit package and a safe place to work. And after that, we don't owe you anything.
Yeah, I don't find anything wrong with that reasoning. I think people, I mean, if you want to get the best and the brightest people that you can get, the thing you want to do is you want to be able to offer them decent benefits, and everybody needs a vacation, because if you don't have a vacation, then productivity
right.
goes down. But other than that, And maybe you're owed an ounce of understanding, okay? Maybe you're owed an ounce of understanding over something. I mean, if you really have a problem, and you go to your employer and you go, look, such and such is going on. I need a lot of understanding from the company. I don't find that to be unreasonable, but to demand everything underneath the planet, yeah, I agree, that's wrong.
Well, you know, and I always say, I look at a job as like a long haul, kind of like you've done in radio, a long haul, that if somebody comes to me, one of my employees has said, look, man, I've got some struggles going on. I'm a little burnt toast. I say, take the day, man. Take a couple of days, because I'm thinking of you in a long haul. You know, not in 1 or 2 days. There's a productivity over years. And that 1 or 2 days sometimes is very beneficial to let that person take a little breather, because sometimes, you know, there's family, other issues, and, you know your product. You know who's telling you the straight scoop, and there's a few that don't do that, but you find them out very quickly.
Yeah, you're absolutely right about that. Ron, thanks, man. Thanks for sharing the info.
Okay, buddy. Bye-bye.
All right. And I did. I once worked for a guy in a major market, what they call a major market talk station, which this would be a top 10 market. It was a big, 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 big city. And this guy, and it was combat talk radio. So, in other words, you take on all callers and argue and scream and yell. And this guy never would give me a day off. He'd always find some reason. I mean, I had the weekends off, but he would never give me a vacation until I totally and completely came unglued and broke down. Jane and Greeley. Jane, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hello.
Hi. You ever
How
called?
Are you?
Oh, good. Have you ever called in sick?
Yes, I have.
Were you really sick, or were you just telling them you were?
No. Well, you know, a couple of times, and I work in a hospital, so, you know, obviously I'm exposed to some things, so I'm going to get sick. But there have been a couple of times, actually just recently, where I have been so stressed out at work that I knew I could not go in, or I was going to have a nervous breakdown.
Wow. You tell your supervisor this?
She is a nut job. there is no talking to her. She harasses people. I actually have an EEOC case going right now because of discrimination for pregnancy, and she's an awful, awful person. She became the supervisor about a year and a half. We've had huge turnover since that happened. People are very upset. I mean, we all love our coworkers and we love our patients, but the management at the hospital we work at is just forcing people out the door. It's so stressful that we're short-staffed. There's nights that, you know, we'll cringe going in the door, and if it's busy, there have been nights, days, mornings where we've gone out to breakfast and cried because it's so stressful.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I guess it goes about saying with me asking whether you like your job or not. You like your profession, but you don't like the place you work.
Exactly. And I'm trying very, very, very hard to get out of there right now.
Oh, boy, I've been through that.
Yeah,
I think we all have, haven't we?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. And I've got two small kids at home, and, you know, I don't need it. I don't need to do this. They don't need to see Mom coming home from work crying. It's just not right.
Yeah. I know. Well, I can identify with that. I'm sure a lot of people can identify with that, and I'm sure a lot of people can call up and tell you stories, and I certainly have my share of stories. Particularly the idea where you work someplace where people really like you, mm-hmm. and you have a following, and everybody really is nice to you, and then you end up going someplace where they're not nice to you. And mm-hmm. then you end up, you've walked into hell, and you can't just turn around. Of course, I've done it 3 times, but it gets to the point where after a while you just say, I can't go through those doors anymore. I just can't do it.
Yeah, and that's pretty much where I've worked for this hospital for several years.
Oh, wow.
You know, it's not like I've just come here, and I have seen a steady downward spiral, and, you know, everybody in my department feels it, and it's starting to trickle down into other departments.
Well, I wish we could find out what hospital so I know not to go in there.
I'll tell you.
Oh, okay, you don't want to. All right, I'll tell you what. Is the delay up? Is the delay up?
I'm sorry?
All right, never mind. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to put you on hold, and I'm going to have you tell John off the air, okay?
Okay.
So that way we don't get anybody in any trouble. All right, Jane, thanks. And my heart's with you, Jane, 100%.
Thank you very much.
Okay, hang on. Yeah, I've had that happen to me. I was working at this talk station in Tampa, St. Petersburg, WFLA, and people that really liked me, and I had a really good following, and I loved the management. I still love the management that's there to this day. And I pull this boneheaded move. I take this job at TMJ in Milwaukee, and people in Milwaukee just hated me, and the people at the station hated me. And I remember I used to go to work, I just cry. Then the other thing that happened to me was I came here once from Chicago, and the station I worked at used to have the media critics used to be on the weekends, Dusty and Joanne, and they used to beat on me. The callers would just beat on me. And beat on me. He's so terrible. He's so lousy. And Joanne and Dusty were always all over my case. And I thought, I have walked into hell here. What is this? And man. All right, well, never mind about the rest of that. I did some things that were not too cool, too. So I brought some of it on myself. 7:48, 48 minutes away from the hour. More of your calls coming up. Here's Gina with traffic.
Thanks, Jay. We're still dealing with these couple of wrecks in major areas right now for delays, including southbound I-25. You're going to see that gridlock between 120th all the way back from 104th all the way back to 136th. That was due to a 3-car accident in the center lane at 104th. So major hotspot to avoid right now if you can. Eastbound 6th, they cleared that wreck, but we still have the stop-and-go result from Wadsworth to Federal. Eastbound Boulder Turnpike at peak volume now at Federal, as a lot of our eastbound arteries are, including 270 and, of course, eastbound C-470 through Highlands Ranch. Weather today, looking for variable cloudiness, possible showers, a high winds warning, high of 49, currently mostly cloudy and 38. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Pulte Homes and Dell Webb can save you thousands on your new home. And they'll throw in a free trip for two to Italy. Simply close on your new...
Your computer's just like your car. You don't want to learn to be a mechanic. You just want to drive the darn thing. This is John Hogan with PC Answers. Anytime you have a computer problem, call us. We're the mechanics for your computer, and we make house calls.
Call PC Answers today at 303-548-1414 or visit pc-answers.com or troubleshooter.com. That's PC Answers, 303-548-1414.
This week we're not doing legal math. We're focusing on punitive damages and drunk drivers. Car crashes by drunk drivers are usually the worst. They're also treated differently by the insurance company behind that drunk driver. Much differently. Here's what the insurance company will never tell you. Punitive damages can be assessed against drunk drivers. Punitive damages usually drive the regular damages. Punitive damages are not available in every car crash. They are available against drunk drivers who injure people. They won't tell you, but I will. Hi, I'm Gary Bell of the law firm of Bell & Pollock. You've heard that old saying, what you don't know won't hurt you? Not true this time. What you do know about punitive damages will help you. What you don't know will hurt you. Look, don't get hurt in the crash and then hurt again on the insurance claim. Don't get hurt twice. If you have an insurance question, call us. We'll help you.
Bell & Pollock has over 20 years of experience. Bell & Pollock can be reached at 303-795-5900. That's 795-5900. Consumer lawyers with a history and an attitude. Bell & Pollock is a member of Tom Martino's exclusive list at troubleshooter.com.
Electrical stimulation to the area of the brain involved in the recovery of hand-arm function while the patient undergoes rehabilitative therapy. Completed human studies show that this investigational device is safe, and the initial results suggest that stimulation can improve hand-arm recovery in stroke survivors, even when their stroke occurred months or years earlier. Participants must be at least 21 years of age and have weakness in one hand and or arm. All medical costs will be covered for participants that qualify. Call 888-546-9779 today or visit www.northstarneuro.com for more information. Again, call 888-546-9779 for more information. IRB approved.
751, it's 51 minutes past the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. One of my weaknesses, and I got a lot of them, I'm open about that, is I never met an automobile I didn't love. Really. That's true. And one of the best places that I love to go to see cars is Rocky's Autos. It's like going to a candy store. And I know I can't own everything I see, but the selection is so huge that there's so much to look at that it's just unbelievable. Over 600 vehicles on the lot, late model automobiles just ready to go, trucks. I mean, they got everything. And the matching down incentive is still going on up to $1,500. So you put down $15, they'll put down $15, and it's like having $3,000 down towards your next vehicle. And every vehicle on Rocky's lot has been winterized, so you can drive away knowing you're in top condition for another Colorado winter. Also, it's a great time to shop for a new all-wheel drive, front-wheel drive, or four-wheel drive vehicle to help you get through the winter driving conditions. And as always, Rocky's does a great job in taking care of their customers. One of the reasons why I really like them. You know, you go to most dealerships and you look around and maybe a salesperson will come out and help you. But at Rocky's, they're standing right there to help you. Not to try to pressure you into buying an automobile, but to try to get you what you want and to make sure that you're taken care of. Get out there and see my friends the Al Shears, Tom and Marv. Get out there and see Spanky Herrera, Fred Labrato, Gerard Menard, Jason Maines. Any of the folks working at Rockies will take care of you. Check them out online at RockiesAutos.com. Pre-qualify for a car loan. Check out the inventory yourself or get out there and see them. They're open to Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. They're family-owned and operated. And been that way since 1982, so you go out there and you'll become part of their family, too. Rocky's Auto is located at the corner of 63rd and Federal, just north of I-76, just south of the Boulder Turnpike.
Hi, I'm Cheryl Crow, cancer survivor. Did you know there are 10 million people in the U.S. who have cancer? That's why it's great to know there are places like City of Hope Cancer Center that are on a fast track with research to find a cure. With new approaches like immunotherapy that use the body's own immune system to fight cancer. And they're helping create new drugs like Herceptin or Rituxan that are saving lives everywhere, every day. Now that's something to sing about. For more information, go to CherylCrowForHope.org.
It's not too early to be thinking about the holidays, but is it too early to start enjoying all that holiday deliciousness? Absolutely not. Visit Sam's Club this weekend for the holiday taste of Sam's Club and start revving up those taste buds. We'll be preparing samples of everything from savory meats to delectable desserts, so you can taste how appetizing and easy a holiday meal can be with Sam's Club. Join us at the Holiday Taste of Sam's Club this Friday through Sunday, November 17th through the 19th from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. See samsclub.com for details.
What the right wing fears the most. Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
I'm calling it sick. 7:54. It's 54 minutes past the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Cloudy today, high of 44. Absenteeism in the U.S. workplace hits the highest level in years. Have you ever called in sick? You ever thought about it, doing it? And do you like your job? Come on, tell me about your work life. Let's go to Marie in Boulder. Marie, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi, Jay. How are you?
I'm doing good.
So I'm actually taking today off.
Oh, well, you know, why don't you call it and brag about it while the rest of us are at work?
Well, I decided at the last minute, just yesterday, to take a shopping day. I'm going somewhere for Thanksgiving, and I just wanted to get some new things, and so I'm taking a day off, and it's fine with my company. We don't actually have like vacation days and sick days. We have personal time days, and I think it's a good way to go, because then it doesn't really matter if you're taking a vacation day or a sick day. You have so many days a year that you earn. And if you want to use them to take a day off because you're sick, or if you want to take a vacation, it doesn't matter what the reason is.
So do you think I could have like 365 personal days?
Well, no. See, you only get so many a year. Like, I think, you know, it starts with 2 weeks, and then if you work 5 years, you get 3 weeks a year. And if you don't use them, you accumulate them. Mine's got like 240 hours of personal time accumulated that I haven't taken, and I'm taking 8 of those hours today, and it's fine with my company. And in general, it's the way it is for everybody in the company, as long as, you know, it doesn't impact the production, you know, too badly, and you have the approval of your supervisor. You can pretty much take them whenever you want for whatever reason. So if I wake up in the morning and feel horrible, I can just call in and say I'm taking a personal day. As long as you say, well, you know, and I've got XYZ on my plate that somebody needs to deal with it. There's always going to be an impact on the other people that work with you when you take a day off. But, you know, that's why you usually need pre-approval. But like for me right now, this is my this is our off season, so it was pretty easy for me to take the day off and not really impact too much on anyone else.
Well, it sounds to me like you got a mate. Obviously you like your job too.
Actually, yeah, my boss listens to the show, if you're listening. Hi, Rodney. I love my job.
Hey, Rodney, how about a raise?
I love my job. Now, actually, I've got a pretty sweet job. And I'm not going to lie and tell you there hasn't been stress. There's always stress in any time you have more than two people in the same building, you're going to have stress and interpersonal interaction problems. But overall, it's a great company to work for. And I know, you know, if you ask me in the summer when I'm working 10 hours a day, just because it's our busy season, I might have a little bit of a different answer. But overall, it's a good company. And I think that the personal time is a good way to go versus, you know, I know I've worked at companies where you get so many days of vacation and so many sick days. And there's always just a sense of guilt or like you're doing something wrong when you're taking a sick day. But if you have personal time off and you can use it for whatever you want, I think it's good for both the employer and the employee.
All right, spill the beans. What do you do for a living?
I work for an outdoor company in North Boulder. It's, can I say the name?
Yeah.
It's American Outdoor Products, and we have an odd company in the sense that we don't actually have any products under the name American Outdoor Products, but we have 5 product lines.
What do you quickly, because I'm running out of time here, what do you make?
We make, our main product line is Backpackers Pantry Food, which is, for backpacking. We also make Colorado Spice, which we sell to, like, Old Chicago, Rock Bottom, Whole Foods.
Oh, that's cool. All right, I got to cut you off because I'm out of time. Marie, enjoy your shopping day. Thanks.
Thanks, Jay. Bye.
Okay. We'll continue here. We're going to talk about team mascot names coming up here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. And I'm going to contemplate on taking a sick day tomorrow.
AM 760 with Jay Marvin. Mornings at 6. At 10 a.m., it's Al Franken. Ed Schultz at 1. And Randy Rhodes at 4. Get the real story on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
I was lucky enough to find out about Laurel Langmire. Since then, I own 16 investment properties. I have a C-Corp, an S-Corp. I have 6 LLCs.
Free yourself from the daily grind of your 9-to-5 job.
My experience in the first 4 months, I walked away with almost $300,000.
Laurel Langmire has personally coached hundreds of entrepreneurs into financial freedom.
Laurel and her team blew me away, and I went, I got to work with this lady.
Laurel teaches you how to live in a wealth cycle and stay there. A master of customized one-on-one guidance, Laurel Langmire can place you on the road to financial independence.
Hi, I'm Laurel Langmire. Creating wealth is not as difficult as you may think. If you're ready to turn your financial dreams into reality, then I want you to have my Extreme Money Makeover CD for free.
Call now for this limited-time special offer. Get Laurel's Money Makeover CD and her best-selling book, The Millionaire Maker. Both the book and the CD for free. You only pay a small shipping and handling fee. Call 800-953-8757. 800-953-8757.
AM 760 in HD.
Hey, Colorado, this is Ed Schultz, and you're listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk, KKZN, Thornton, Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Frank Sedatani. Anything goes in Iraq, but this was extraordinary, even for Iraq. A government minister telling Parliament that men in police commando uniforms drove up to a Baghdad research center and kidnapped as many as 150 people. 3 hostages have been released. The district police chief and some of his men are under investigation in connection with the mass abduction.
I'm Cammy McCormick in Baghdad. The U.S. military says it's willing to provide assistance to help find the kidnappers. Dozens of gunmen handcuffed employees and visitors at the government research center before driving away with them. The government's higher education minister now says he'll close all of the country's universities until security is improved. Academics and even student leaders have often been targeted for abductions and killings in what may be an attempt to purge this country of some of its brightest minds.
In Washington, the president's Blue Ribbon panel on Iraq is hearing from America's number one war ally, the British Prime Minister.
I'm Vicky Barker in London. Tony Blair telling the Iraq Study Group the supposed pariah states Iran and Syria could help the West resolve the crisis in Iraq. They should be pressured to stop arming insurgents in Iraq and elsewhere, he says, or face international isolation.
In this country, the Dallas suburb of Farmers Branch has become the first Texas city to pass tough measures against illegal immigrants. Sponsored by Councilman Tim O'Hare, they include one provision making English the city's official language.
We've seen it throughout history when countries speak more than one language, that the country deteriorates from the inside. We don't want to see that happen in the United States.
Farmers Branch is more than one-third Latino. He was seen on tape being punched repeatedly by a Los Angeles policeman. Now, alleged gang member William Cardenas is being heard from for the first time talking about his arrest.
So punches coming left and right. Just tell him I can't breathe, I can't breathe.
Cardenas was wanted on a stolen property charge. He admits he should not have tried to run away. Police say Cardenas resisted arrest and tried to grab a policeman's gun. The FBI began investigating a case after the homemade video showed up on YouTube. If you're looking to buy a flat-screen television set or some other high-priced holiday gift, you might be asked to buy the store's extended warranty. It may sound like a good idea, but Consumer Reports magazine is launching a public campaign saying it's not worth the money.
Things don't break down as often as they would have you believe. When they do break down, it's often cheaper to just have the problem fixed than to pay for the extended warranty.
Consumer Reports Deputy Editorial Director Kim Kleeman. The secret to a long and healthy life? Chances are you already know it. A new study on aging, one of the largest and longest ever conducted, shows that getting in shape when you're still young, eating properly, and avoiding tobacco can raise your odds of reaching 85. Being married helps, too. In early Wall Street trading, the Dow's down 6 points, Nasdaq's down 3. This is CBS News.
You, playing Texas Hold'em with Mozart, fairies, kings, queens, albino aardvarks, karaoke singing koalas, the Sun City kickball team, wearing flippers, Sasquatch and Nessie holding hands at sunset in the Grand Canyon. Dreams. They can be strange and magical. But if you can't sleep, you can't dream. So ask your doctor about Rosarum, a sleep aid like no other. Approved for adults having trouble falling asleep. Rosarum is the first and only prescription sleep aid that in clinical studies shows no potential for abuse or dependence. So you can get to sleep. And maybe your dreams will get to see you again.
Don't take Rosarum if you're taking Lubox, Fluvoxamine, or have severe liver problems. Avoid taking it with alcohol. Don't drive or operate machinery until you know how you'll react to Rosarum. Rosarum may affect certain hormones. Consult your doctor about how this may affect you, or if your insomnia doesn't improve. Take Rosarum right before bed. Side effects may include drowsiness, fatigue, and dizziness. Individual results may vary. Ask your doctor today if Rosarum is right for you. For more information, call 1-877-ROSARUM-1. See our ad in Prevention Magazine or visit Rosarum.com.
Swimming babies, dancing babies, singing babies.
I'm Corey Lopez with an AM 760 local news update. Republican Secretary of State candidate Mike Hoffman's 21,000-vote lead over Democrat Ken Gordon looking pretty insurmountable now. There is now less than 13,000 ballots left to count. No concession, though, from Ken Gordon. Denver police have a suspected car thief in custody this morning after a brief scare at Children's Hospital. Authorities say the vehicle reported stolen by OnStar spotted in an alley this morning. Person inside quickly jumped out and ran. Police tracked him for a while before losing him. He did turn up at Children's Hospital. He's under arrest. A service for the mother of two child and two children hit and killed on Friday night in Lodo is scheduled for tonight. Visitation for Rebecca Macy and Garrison Bingham taking place at Olinger Chapel Hill on South Colorado Boulevard from 5 until 8. The funeral set for 2 o'clock tomorrow. That's your AM 760 Progressive Doc News Update. I'm Corey Lopez. Now Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, Corey. Well, we finally got that wreck cleared off onto the right-hand shoulder, southbound 25 at 104th. But traffic's still pretty backed up all the way to 136. So this is definitely affecting your ride through Thornton North Glen this morning. We looking much better now in all of our other areas around town. Had a little mishap, Quebec. And 270, that's off the highway. Normal delays now into downtown along I-25 Spear to I-70. Security wait time at DIA, 5 minutes. Weather today, variable cloudiness, possible showers, looking for a high wind warning and a high of 49. Currently partly cloudy and 42. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Get a head start on your holiday greeting cards at King Soopers. Choose from over 90 designs, all just 29 cents each. You can upload photos online or in-store to create the perfect customized holiday message. King Soopers. Right store, right price.
Isn't it time for a new pair of favorite jeans? Lee has any style you need, including relaxed, loose straight leg, and boot cut, and any wash you want. So it's easy to find what's right for you. Come see the new Lee and find your new favorite pair of jeans at Kohl's. Lee, get what fits.
An Inconvenient Truth is out on DVD November 21st. The video station in Boulder wants you to have a chance to see this important documentary for free. Make your reservations before the 20th and get a free night's rental. For details, call 303-440-4448 or stop by the video station in Boulder.
This is the Jay Marvin Show. Jay Marvin on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Could be wrong. I could be right. Could be wrong.
Good morning, 8:06, 6 minutes after 8. High today, 44, AM 760, Progressive Talk. I haven't said anything about this all morning. If you missed any of the interviews this morning, you can get them on podcast at am760.net. You can also instant message me at am760.net. We got Paul Waldman coming up next hour to take a look at the media. He's from Media Matters for America. But right now, we're going to talk about something. I once got into a very emotional discussion with Roger Ebert, of all people, of the Chicago Sun-Times, over the Fighting Illini, or Chief Illiniwek, about how I could see and I could understand that if you're Native American, that this would bother you. This subject has been going on forever and a day. Been going on for a long, long time. And there's a story in the news that was in the news yesterday about a district judge has granted a preliminary injunction to stop the NCAA from banning the University of North Dakota from hosting a postseason game because of its Fighting Sioux nickname. This is according to the State Attorney General Wayne Stenham. Stenham said Judge Lawrence, a junkie, alerted him to the decision this Saturday night. Stenham did not know the details. UND is among a handful of schools with American Indian nicknames and logos that the NCAA considers hostile and abusive. The schools are barred from holding postseason tournaments or from using their nicknames during road playoff games. Stenham is asking for an injunction. He said the ban might cost UND home field advantage in this year's NCAA Division II football playoffs. And I've had this argument on the radio for as long as I can remember with people about how I can understand. I see where these names are offensive. And if you're Native American, I see where they're offensive. Now, I've been on a lot of radio stations and not found a great deal of support for my argument. Probably for a couple of reasons. One, because we don't have a lot of Native Americans who call in. And two, I think that this, like a lot of subjects, I think people, particularly white people, are insensitive about this. Now, the argument you'll give is the same one the Turk just gave me. Well, I'm 1/8 Cherokee Indian, and I don't care. But you know what the thing is you're not Cherokee Indian. You're not full-blooded 99.99999%. You weren't raised in a Cherokee Indian environment. You know, you could never get away with having football or baseball teams called the New York Popes, the New York Catholics, the New York Jews, or the Colorado Christians, or I mean, because people would get upset. And if you had like Jesus as your, you know, as your mascot or something, and the Fighting Irish, but the Fighting Irish, you know, I guess people of Irish descent take some kind of pride in that, in having that idea that they're, you know, two-fisted drinking. But I don't know. I'm not Irish. I can't say. So maybe if you're Irish, maybe the Fighting Irish, maybe that turns you off. I don't know. But I see where these names can be a problem. I mean, I can entertain it. Now, do I spend all day, every day worrying about it? No. Does it bother me 24 hours a day, 7 days a week? No. But it always amazes me. It's always amazed me. It always amazed me that the biggest objection I get to this argument about team nicknames being, Native American, Washington Redskins, the biggest objection I get when you start raising this question about, well, you know, maybe this isn't right, and maybe it's insensitive. The biggest objection I get is usually from white people. And they will usually cite PC, and it's usually white males. However, a lot of these same white males are the first to go nuts if you pick on their religion. Or if you go after their ethnicity, they'll get crazy. Why is that? I mean, don't you think we'd be a little bit better off? And this is wrong. Okay, this is wrong in 2006, and it's been wrong for a long, long time, and I'm not so sure that it's a wrong idea. That, oh, you know, we're you're being too insensitive. You know, that, no, let me rephrase that. Not that you're being too insensitive. That sensitivity is wrong. That the sensitivity to others is wrong. And that to say, well, okay, it's not my ox that's being gored, and I'm not bothered by this 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and it doesn't really get me riled up. But yeah, I can see where you'd be upset by it. You know, it's like that Geico ad. Have you seen that Geico auto insurance ad where the caveman is upset because in the Geico ad they make out cave people to be stupid, where he's taking the escalator or whatever, the people mover in the airport, and he sees the sign that says even a caveman can do it. And then he gets upset, and they also had another commercial running about where the two cavemen go out to dinner or out to lunch. No, they have a business lunch, I guess, with representatives of Geico, and they're giving them grief about They're giving them grief about the fact that they're characterizing cavemen. Now, once again, I'm not saying that. I guess what I'm saying is I understand the point behind this. I get it. I get it where people would be offended. Question is, should these teams change their names? And then there's a second part to this question. Okay? If you're going to be offensive, how far do you let that go? Because this is another argument that I've gotten over the years. The other argument I've gotten over the years has been this one. Well, you can't make everybody happy. And that's true. No matter what you do, you're not going to make everybody happy. That's very, very true. But I think there's a difference between realizing that you can't make everybody happy and then going out of your way to really offend people or offend a group of people. And probably the best example I can give here is that I can't have a discussion on this radio station about the differences in Christianity. And I've mentioned this before. I can't have a discussion about this even if I go to the pains of saying authoritarian Christians, which is what I'm talking about, the evangelicals, the hard evangelical right, without getting at least 3 to 4 emails from people who say, why are you picking on Christianity? And this whole idea that Christians are a minority that are being picked on in this country. How can you be a minority if you're 85.5% of the population? Also, this phony argument that goes on about the war on Christmas. Have you heard that one? I'm sure you've heard it. And now Walmart, of course, is making all these big headlines by saying, well, we're going to return to saying to people, Merry Christmas, instead of Happy Holidays. Now, how did Happy Holidays get injected into this? Now, did Happy Holidays get injected into it because people wanted to be all-inclusive? Here's my reading of it. My reading of it is, it got injected into it because merchants wanted to be all-inclusive. Because capitalism wanted to be all-inclusive. Because people wanted to make money, and that's why they had it. And so if you're going to get down on somebody, you got to get down on capitalism. And isn't capitalism what a lot of people are supposed to support in this country? I mean, you know, you always hear the free market argument, but then suddenly when it comes to things like religion and Christianity, suddenly it's like, oh, my God, we don't want to get into the free market argument anymore. And how dare you not say Happy Holidays? How dare you say Merry Christmas? Never mind about Hanukkah or Kwanzaa or anything else. And it's the same thing with the idea of these teams being named after Native American tribes or having Indian nicknames, in the fact that some people may not be offended by this at all. Some Native Americans may not care at all about this, and they don't care, and it's like, go ahead and do it, and we don't care. But then there may be some who do. There may be many who do. And at what point do you sit there and you say, okay, you know what? I'm a white Caucasian male. I don't totally see the point, but I'm willing to be sensitive enough to agree with where you're coming from. And the NCAA apparently understands this because they have this rule. All right, 303-713-7600, and we'll talk about this from all angles. And this is a very, very hard argument to make, and I've never had any support on the air when I made this argument. But let me put a period on this by saying to you again, and I have to admit this, that I have done this format in one shape or another for 19 years, I'm sorry. A lot of white males who call me are, in my mind, frickin' insensitive. They're just insensitive. And they can't see it. And they're insensitive when it comes to these names. They're insensitive when it comes to living in the South, to the stars and bars. They're insensitive to all this kind of stuff. Like George Allen. George Allen doesn't get why people would be upset that he had a rebel flag in his house. I mean, there's just a lot of white males out there that are like that. But there are a lot of white males who aren't, but most of the white males that I run into are like that. I mean, you constantly got to argue with them.
Well, it's time to buy a house. And when that time comes, you've got to make a good choice. Like Amber Homes. Amber Homes has quality houses priced right for first-time buyers. These babies are built solidly from foundation to roof with the kind of quality materials you'd only find in much more expensive homes. So if it's time to consider your first home, consider Amber Homes, a higher standard. Amber Homes at Lake Chalet. Luxury condos in the 140s now in closeout phase in an established neighborhood conveniently located near C470. Check out amberhomes.com for details.
For the today, variable cloudiness, possible showers, high wind warning, high of 49. Right now, partly cloudy, 42 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760, Progressive Talk.
Michelin Winter Tires, the safety of starting, stopping, and cornering traction that lasts winter after winter. To get your Michelin winter tires or to find a Michelin dealer near you, visit MichelinMan.com.
Do you need someone in your corner to help you with a real estate problem? Do you feel like you're getting ripped off on a mortgage transaction? Then tune into The Real Estate Advocate from 1 to 2 p.m. every Saturday with real estate and mortgage expert Sean Healy of Keller Williams Preferred Realty. Sean is here to help you with all of your real estate and mortgage questions. Call him at 303-252-4444. That's 303-252-4444. And tune into The Real Estate Advocate right here, 1 to 2 p.m. each Saturday.
Hi-Tech Import Automotive understands you want your car repaired quickly, you want it repaired right, and you want it done by experienced technicians who take pride in their work and their integrity. Call Hi-Tech Import Automotive in Lakewood at 303-988-2868. Hi-Tech specializes in Toyota, Lexus, Honda, Acura, and Nissan using genuine factory parts. Call 303-988-2868 and you'll get $20 off any service or repair job over $100. For work on your electrical, brakes, suspension, clutch, engine, or transmission, call Hi-Tech Import in Lakewood.
Now through December 1st, Leaf Guard of Colorado is offering you a final chance to get $400 off your next gutter system. Call Leaf Guard today and find out about the $400 off offer and schedule your free estimate. Other companies only want to cover up your pre-existing gutters, but Leaf Guard will fix the problem for good. For your free estimate and $400 off discount, call 303-289-1409. That's 303-289-1409.
I was lucky enough to find out about Laurel Langmire. Since then, I own 16 investment properties. I have a C-Corp, an S-Corp. I have 6 LLCs.
Free yourself from the daily grind of your 9-to-5 job.
My experience within the first 4 months, I walked away with almost $300,000.
Laurel Langmire has personally coached hundreds of entrepreneurs into financial freedom.
Laurel and her team blew me away, and I went, I got to work with this lady.
Laurel teaches you how to live in a wealth cycle and stay there. A master of customized one-on-one guidance, Laurel Langmire can place you on the road to financial independence.
Hi, I'm Laurel Langmire. Creating wealth is not as difficult as you may think. If you're ready to turn your financial dreams into reality, then I want you to have my Extreme Money Makeover CD for free.
Call now for this limited-time special offer. Get Laurel's Money Makeover CD and her best-selling book, The Millionaire Maker. Both the book and the CD for free. You only pay a small shipping and handling fee. Call 800-953-8757. 800-953-8757.
Want the opportunity to cruise through the Northwest Parkway for free? Cruise for cans this holiday season with AM 760 Progressive Talk. Drop off a full bag of canned foods to any Northwest Parkway toll booth attendant November 1st through December 8th, and you'll receive a coupon for a free trip on the Northwest Parkway. All items received will be donated to the Food Bank of the Rockies. For more information, log on to am760.net. Cruise for cans and help someone in need with AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Taking my time, choosing my line, trying to decide what to do. Looks like my style, don't wanna get off. Got myself hung up on you. Seems to me you don't wanna talk about it. Seems to me.
8:23 minutes after 8, AM 760, Progressive Talk. All right. This ought to be a good one. John and I are arguing behind the scenes about it, so it ought to be really good. High today, 44. And where do we, you know, before I start taking calls on this, where do we get this forecast from? Do we want to admit to where we stole this from? We don't want to admit it. John, do we want to admit it? Did you say that on the air? Don't say it on the air. Yeah, but does it ever strike you that it's never right? Well, okay, what does it look like outside to you?
Partly cloudy.
There's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 clouds in the sky. Now, what does the forecast say? Rain to snow. Does it look like it's raining outside? Does it look like it's even close to raining? No. Do you think we should get our weather from some other place? Do you?
Remember, we did this as a topic, and we had, like, tons of people calling in saying different places you could go.
Yeah, that's true. And it is hard to predict the weather here.
Maybe we should just leave the weather alone and leave that to Gina.
So what are you saying? Not give the weather at all? Is that what you're saying?
You've been doing the weather thing for most of the year. Yeah, you couldn't give up weather.
All right, I hereby announce we're going to another source. Okay? We're going to another source. This one has proved to be wrong too many times. And I'll bet you there are people out there who go, you know, I listen to this guy in the morning, and he tells me the weather every day, and it's never right. So we'll find some other place to go. Okay, let's get back to the phones and talk about the sports nicknames for the teams or the team nicknames or whatever. And John and I can't discuss this rationally because he doesn't agree with me, right? You don't agree with me. Just state that on the record. You don't agree.
No, we don't agree on this one, I don't
think.
Okay,
all right. So we can't discuss this rationally. Let's go to Scott in Evergreen. Scott, hi, you're on AM760. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Jay. Good to talk to you.
Nice to have you on. Is it sunshiny where you are, John? Or Scott? I'm sorry.
Yeah, it is at the moment, but there's clouds off in the west.
Well, maybe this forecast will turn out to be right, but it sure doesn't look right to me. All right, what do you think about this?
Well, I have a couple of thoughts about it. One is you were talking earlier about, the religious nicknames.
Right.
And there's a college in North Carolina, Wake Forest, and their mascot is the Demon Deacons.
Is that considered to be a pejorative towards the Catholic religion?
I don't know. And it's a religiously affiliated school. I don't know quite what denomination it is. But they do have a school of divinity there, if I remember correctly. And
yeah, they do, but I don't know if it's Catholic or not, so I don't know. It might be Presbyterian. I don't know. What do deacons fall under? Is that Presbyterian, maybe?
I'm not sure. And, the other example of that would be the San Diego Padres, of course.
Right. Right, I agree.
So, I don't see that's any more offensive than, let's say, the Kansas City Chiefs.
Well, you'd have to ask. I think what you'd have to do is you'd have to go ask Catholics if they find that offensive. But yeah. But there are Native Americans who have come forward in the past and have been quite vocal about this, and they say that it is offensive.
Yeah, I don't know quite what to make of them. You get Native Americans like Ward Churchill, and I.
Well, yeah, but you know what? He's an aberration. I mean, that's like saying that. Something. Here's something we do. We all do this. We do this as a disservice. Whenever you bring up a group of people. We always go and we always hunt for the most extreme rather than the most mainstream. So, in other words, Native American Indians and people go, War Churchill. But do you think War Churchill is representative of Native American Indians in America? I don't think he is.
I sure hope not.
Well, I don't think he is. Do you think he is? I mean, you can venture a guess on it.
No, I would doubt it.
No, most people would not agree with most Native Americans would probably not agree with his take on America. Do you think?
No, I don't think they'd agree with that either.
All right, so... He's one person.
But the one thing I will say, or something I've heard or read, is that the word squaw, because it's not a true Native American word, or because it has a connotation of a loose woman or something of that nature, is a word that is, I guess in my mind, legitimate for people to be offended about.
Here's what I don't understand. Why are these names so sacred? Why are they so sacred? Why is it that 90% of the people who call me, oh, God, for a second, John's in there eating yogurt, but for a second it looked like he was in there snorting cocaine, which he doesn't do drugs. I just all of a sudden had this bad flash. I thought, I'm sorry. Yeah, look, it looks like he's doing it again. Stop doing that. Okay, let me get back to what I was saying. Why is it that 99.99% of the people who call me up and object to this argument about these names being pejorative or wrong are always white Caucasian males?
That I couldn't tell you. Probably because those are the sports fans, you know, the majority or a good percentage of the sports fans. I don't know.
Well, I appreciate the call, though, man, and I hope it doesn't. Hope you don't get snowed on. So I guess what I'm saying is, I hope we're wrong.
All righty, thank you. Take care now.
Hey, Scott, have a good day.
Bye.
Can I squeeze one more in? Yeah, you're only eating yogurt. Okay. Stuart, Colorado Springs. You're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay. How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good.
Well, I wanted to say first off, congratulations on your win. I hope the Democrats, even though I didn't vote for any of them, I just want to say good. You know, you guys did a good job. And
we'll see.
You know, we'll see what happens.
I mean, I think we have what it takes to solve the problems. We'll see if we can get it done.
Well, I hope so too. I think we can agree on that. It's like we do have problems and they need to be solved. And if they're solved, then I don't care how they're done. But anyway, to the topic at hand, you know, what I don't understand is that we name our teams after ideas or symbols that we respect, and there's a strength in like a tiger or a lion or what have you that we want identified with our football team or basketball team. So I don't get it. You know, that I don't get where it's offensive, because if we name our team the Kansas City Chiefs, that's because, man, we respect the Chiefs. We respect, you know, the fighting spirit that was there. And still is there, and we want our team identified with that. So that's what, I don't get why that would be offensive.
I think that's a legitimate argument, but I think there are some people who would say that it reduces Native Americans to a stereotype and it's a characterization. And I would say it'd be along the same lines of, I'm sure, and this is the only example I can think of, and I'll probably think of a better one as time goes on, but I'm sure when Governor Bill Owens made that comment about work ethic being linked to Jews and to Asians, and there were people like myself who got upset over that, he probably to this day, I haven't talked to him about it. I was too busy railing at him over the trailhead situation. He probably to this day doesn't understand why there's some people who would object to that, because I don't think people like characterizations. I don't think they like a group that they're a member of being reduced to a stereotype.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's kind of a backhanded compliment. I mean, if to take your example, I didn't hear him say it, so I'm not, so I'm kind of talking off the cuff here, but. You know, on one hand, it could be interpreted as like, well, he has respect for, you know, something that he sees in society that people of Asian descent and Jewish descent really work hard, and that's a good thing. Unfortunately, it says that, well, all you other folks are lazy and need to get off your butt. And I guess I would be more offended if I, you know, since I'm not, you know, of Asian descent or of the Jewish religion or you know, that background, that it's like, man, he kind of slammed the rest of us by saying that. But I think it boils down to a thing. We all have instances where we're insulted by either our religion or our background or our ancestry. And I think we need to have just a little thicker skin and say, hey, you know, laugh it off. Unless, now I will say, as a Christian, if, you know, I don't have a problem with the bishops or you know, Assemblies of God was in some team I saw on the TV, and it's like, wow, you're really taking it to a new level. But if they have Jesus out there as their mascot, yeah, that would be like, I'd have a problem with that. I don't know if that makes me kind of a hypocrite here or not, but if somebody could give me, I guess I don't know enough Native Americans, and I grew up in a state that had a pretty large population of them, but this never really came up, and I would love to sit down and talk with somebody, and it's like, well, tell me, you know, does it diminish you in some way? Does it, you know, and maybe you're right. They just feel like, well, here's a white man using the Native American as...
I just don't think, even though all of us do this, all of us do it. I do it, you do it, everybody does it. Maybe it's a thing, maybe it's just a human characteristic or human trait. But I think people don't like to be reduced to stereotypes. So then they would turn around and say, well, it reduces us to a stereotype. It's a caricature of what we are and what we're about, and we don't care for it, and we don't like it. And then if you're not a member of that group, then unless it's totally, unless you see it as being totally and completely flagrant, then you don't identify with it, and you don't see it either. And let's not forget, I don't know how old you are, but let's not forget that 40 to 50 years ago, 60 years ago, it was perfectly okay to stereotype and characterize African Americans and Latinos. I mean, Amos and Andy were two white guys who wore black makeup. You know, and that was considered okay. And a black person was step and fetch it. And that was okay. Until somebody came along and said, wait a minute, not all African Americans, not all black people are shiftless, lazy, and subservient.
Right.
So, I mean, it depends. Once again, it depends on who you are and what it's about. Stuart, thank you, man. I appreciate it. And thanks for the call. And have a good day.
All right. You too.
Okay. See ya. By the way, the NCAA won't appeal a district judge's decision allowing the University of North Dakota to host a playoff game despite its Fighting Sioux nickname. Judge Lawrence Janke's order granting a preliminary injunction was released Monday. Attorneys had been notified by email late Saturday, hours before the UND football team was chosen for the home playoff game next weekend. We're disappointed, said an NCAA spokesperson, Chuck Wynn, but it's not totally unexpected. Okay. Let's get traffic now with Gina. Gina.
Northbound 25 joining the list of slow pockets right through the bridges. That's due to a new two-car wreck near the Downing Street Bridge. You can expect slowing back to Colorado. Still shaking loose southbound 25 from 136 down through Thornton North Glen. That wreck is gone. Aurora southbound 225 at Yosemite clogged due to a new mishap. Weather today.
To you motorcycle riders, what time is it? It's more than time you were protected on your insurance claim. Two wheels doesn't mean you deserve less. Two wheels doesn't mean a reduced insurance claim. Less wheels doesn't mean less injuries. Hi, I'm Gary Bell of the law firm of Bell & Pollock. If you're injured in a motorcycle crash, you need to protect yourself, legally, on your insurance claim. Don't get hurt twice. Once by the injury and again on the insurance claim. After all, it's your life. It's time for accountability. It's time for the people who injure you to accept personal responsibility. And it's time for the insurance claim to reflect that same accountability and personal responsibility. At Bell & Pollock, we handle insurance issues just like these. If you have an insurance question, call us. We'll help you.
Bell & Pollock has over 20 years of experience. Bell & Pollock can be reached at 303-795-5900. That's 795-5900. Bell & Pollock are the troubleshooter attorneys Tom Martino calls for legal advice. Find them at troubleshooter.com.
5085. That's 1-800-700-5085. 1-800-700-5085.
837, 37 minutes past the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. If you're a homeowner, here's an important offer. It's going to save you money, and it's available only from the mortgage store. They have a new 6 months with no payment program, and, man, you're going to love this. They're going to combine 5.75% 30-year fixed loan with an exclusive 6 months with no payments plan. Adjustable rate mortgages, you know what? They go higher and higher. Credit card rates are at record highs, but you can get rid of all of these. Consolidate all of your bills into one low, low payment with no payments for the next 6 months. The mortgage store is an Inc. 500 company. And you can trust that you'll get the results that you're looking for. They underwrite their own loans, so they can say yes when others say no. And as a direct lender, they can close your loan in as little as a week. $25 million dedicated to this program. It's not going to last long, so you need to get your piece of it. Call right now. This 5.75% rate with only 5.99 APR in 6 months with no payments won't last long, so don't wait. Call now. 303-423-7171. That's 303-423-7171. 303-423-7171.
Only one person gets to be the most important person in a business. And in this business, that's Jan.
Jeez, I'm just an account manager.
You keep your big accounts happy.
Yeah.
Then you're the most important person in the business.
Fine.
That means she's got to be ready. And she is, with a platform built on Microsoft software.
Well, when I'm working with clients, I can get answers for them immediately from production, distribution, billing, anywhere.
It's an all-access pass.
It does keep my clients happy. We've got one of the highest retention rates in our industry.
Spoken like the most important person in the business, which you are. Until...
Until what?
Until a client calls Nancy, making Nancy the most important person in the business. Nancy, where you going?
With the right software, all your people can be the most important person in the business. Find out how at Microsoft.com/people ready. Microsoft, software for the people ready business.
A talk show that thinks like you. The Jay Marvin Show on AM 760. Progressive Time.
After 8 o'clock here on AM 760, Progressive Talk, High Today 44. Talking about this whole Fighting Sioux business and sports teams having Native American names. Let's get back on the phones and go to Keeley in Cheyenne. Keeley, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi.
Hi. Well, first of all, congratulations down there in Colorado. We got a Democratic governor up here, but unfortunately, you know, Trauner. It's not looking so good for him.
Yeah, it doesn't look like he's going to make it, does it?
No, it doesn't.
But it's going to be close.
Yeah, well, it's pretty close. So maybe we got a shot in 2008, but...
Absolutely. You know.
Well, first of all, I went down... I went to college in Los Angeles at Cal Lutheran University. And we were... The women were actually regals, and the men were kingsmen. And we had this big thing where we tried to get a changeover to the royals. And, you know, the alumni just went crazy and told us we could not change or anything like that. And, you know, I'm a special education teacher, and I believe in being really PC and things like that. I guess my question is just, like, where does it stop? I mean, you have the UNLV, you got Running Rebels, you know, you mentioned the Fighting Irish. I guess my question is just, like, where do we stop?
I don't know. I think it's really a good question. I don't know what the answer is to that. I do know that I think that even though we're discouraged against having quote-unquote sensitivity, and we're discouraged against it by largely conservative elements, a lot of times, I don't think it would hurt if people tried to go the extra mile and try to figure out why it is, or try to have understanding as to why it is that people would be offended, and to try to see their point of view.
Right.
And work some kind of deal out if there are enough people who come forward. Now, if like three people come forward, well, you know, that's not really enough. But, I mean, if you get more than three, I mean, if you get like a whole organization or you get whole groups of people who come forward and go, wait a minute, you know, this just can't stand. I mean, to me, I just think we're better off as a country if we go the extra mile and try to figure that out. I mean, we get into these habits. Here's a couple of them that I've noticed lately that we're into that nobody takes any critical examination for. First of all, if you have a Spanish surname, if your last name is Gomez or Martinez or whatever, Trujillo, and you're in the news, or somebody comes across you and doesn't know you, you know what the first thing they consider? You're an illegal.
Right.
You could be born here.
Right.
And it's kind of like George Allen, who made the comment to S.R. Siddharth during the Virginia campaign, where he said, oh, Makaka, welcome to the real world of Virginia. Like he just assumed, well, the guy can't be from here. He's got to be from some other place. Also, Muslims, Arabs. They're terrorists. We have to be scared of them. Well, you know, that's not true.
Right.
And so if an organized Native American group comes forward, and obviously they have in the past, and they come forward and they say, hey, look, we really don't like this, then I think it's incumbent upon us to try to listen and try to understand what it is that's bothering them. And to try to figure out how to fix it and try to have some understanding for somebody else. Because in the end, isn't that all we'd really want?
Right. I agree.
But we're told that that's wrong. It's constantly drilled into our heads that that's wrong. Oh, you're whiny. Oh, you're squishy. Oh, you're, there's too much sensitivity. And sometimes, yeah, sometimes the cases are ridiculous. You're absolutely correct. Sometimes they're like, really? It's like, oh, come on, give me a break. But a lot of times they can be valid, and I think the challenge is to figure out which ones are valid and which ones are full of BS.
Completely. My grandfather played professional baseball back in the 50s for the Atlanta Crackers.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, you know, I don't know. I think people in the South, having worked in the South, I think they would take offense to that.
Right.
You know, if you turn around and call them a cracker, I think they would take offense at it. Yet, you know what? You get those same white males in the South, and they can't figure out why the rebels of Old Miss and the Stars and Bars make African Americans uncomfortable.
Right.
I'm sure to this day George Allen does not understand why there are people in this country and people in his own state of Virginia who do not get the thing of having a Confederate flag in your office.
Right.
So, is it an easy thing to work out? No. But should we be considering it? Yes. And whenever I bring this topic up, and I've been bringing it up now for probably 18, 19 years, there's always one thing that runs in thread with this, and it's usually white males who usually call up and say they don't get it.
Yep.
and you know what? White males, and there's also this whole reverse kind of thing about white males are persecuted and white males are threatened, and white males are a minority, and on and on and on again, where, you know, white males, just by the privilege of their skin and their gender, have enjoyed a luxury status compared to others in this society.
Yes.
And we don't want to tell the truth about that either.
Yes.
Right?
Right.
All right, Keely.
Well, thanks so much. And, back to your earlier question about calling in sick for work, you know, my husband's over in Afghanistan right now, and, you know, there's not one day he's head off for 120 days. So, you know, I feel for people who don't have the luxury of calling in sick or even taking a personal leave day or whatever you want to call it these days.
Yeah, what's he doing in Afghanistan?
He's actually in the Air Force. He's stationed over here up in Cheyenne. But he went over with the Marines and the Army because they're short people, so... You know,
How long has he been gone now?
Since June 22nd.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah.
Well, so, when's he due to come home, do you know?
Well, he was due January 28th, but he got extended, so it's looking more like March. But he's the lucky one. He's a lucky one, you know. A lot of those guys are going over there for 16 months at a time, so he actually got a little lucky.
Well, we pray that he's safe. We thank you and your family for his service, and hopefully we'll straighten this whole Middle East situation out, and then get him and so many others like him home.
Right, exactly.
Thanks, Keely.
No, thank you. Bye.
All right. Think how tough that must be. Breaks my heart when I hear those stories about servicemen over there and women over there and the fact that we can't get this straightened out, and hopefully we will be able to get it straightened out. 8:47, 47 minutes past the hour, AM 760, Progressive Talk. Traffic now with Gina.
Looking for new technology for the holidays? Then rush to Office Depot for amazing...
Your computer's just like your car. You don't want to learn to be a mechanic. You just want to drive the darn thing. This is John Hogan with PC Answers. Anytime you have a computer problem, call us. We're the mechanics for your computer, and we make house calls.
Call PC Answers today at 303-548-1414 or visit pc-answers.com or troubleshooter.com. That's PC Answers, 303-548-1414.
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Are you thinking about buying a used car, truck, or SUV? Well, you'll save time and a boatload of cash guaranteed at CheaperUsedAutos.com. You'll be amazed at the selection. Over 800 cars, trucks, and SUVs right at your fingertips and right here in Denver. All makes, all models, even program cars, all with special, low internet pricing. CheaperUsedAutos.com. You're gonna love it. Find what you're looking for now at CheaperUsedAutos.com.
It's an expertise to handle all of your auto and motorcycle collision, repair, and painting needs. Call HRI Auto Body at 303-288-5858.
Hey, Bob, what's up? You look pretty stressed.
We just lost our receptionist again. Seems we're always hiring a new one. They're either great and we promote them, or they quit after a couple of months. You got any ideas?
I think it's time to call Office Evolution.
Office Evolution?
Yeah, our accountants have been using them for years.
Wow, they have great receptionists over there.
Well, actually, they don't have a receptionist. Office Evolution handles all their calls.
So Office Evolution is an answering service?
Oh, that's just the beginning. In addition to managing phone calls, they also have 8 fully staffed offices from Littleton to Fort Collins where our sales team can meet customers or just drop in to send faxes, make copies, and check email.
Sounds expensive. What's it cost?
Plans start at less than $100 a month. And unlike our receptionist, Office Evolution never takes vacation, never comes in late, and never quits.
Well, what are you waiting for? Give them a call.
Are you looking for a better way to handle all of your phone calls? Sign up with Office Evolution today. Plans start at under $100 a month. To learn more, visit OfficeEvolution.com.
AM 760, Progressive Traffic.
So far, we're looking pretty good around the metro area right now, just seeing the normal delays eastbound Boulder Turnpike. Federal up to I-25, I-25 southbound. Got some slow traffic, I-70 down to Spear for your downtown ride, and it's still a little jammed up southbound I-25 through the Thornton North Glen area. Don't forget, if you're headed into the high country, we do have chain laws still in effect both directions at the Eisenhower Tunnel as well as over the Vail Pass. Weather today, variable cloudiness, possible showers, high wind warning, high of 49, currently partly cloudy in 42. I'm Gina Michael. AM760 Progressive Talk.
Oh, see, I told you we get to the traffic. It just takes us a while. 8:50, 10 minutes away from 9 o'clock here on AM760 Progressive Talk. Rocky's Auto still got that matching down incentive going on, and it goes on, well, who knows how long it's going to go on for. It was supposed to be over at the end of October, but they decided to extend it because so many people wanted to use it. And you put down $1,500, they put down $1,500, and it's like having $3,000 towards your next automobile. And every vehicle on Rocky's lot has been winterized, so you can drive away knowing that you're in top condition for another Colorado winter. It's also a great time to shop for a new all-wheel drive, front-wheel drive, or four-wheel drive vehicle to help get you through the winter driving conditions. Rocky's Autos has a diverse, large selection of late model clean vehicles. You just won't believe over 600 on the lot. I mean, the place is jammed with all kinds of vehicles, and I've just become synonymous. Just basically become synonymous with Rocky's because I talk about them a lot, and that's fine with me. Because Mary and I have bought from them and have had nothing but good luck. And does that mean they won't make mistakes? Well, sure they will, because everybody does. But the thing that makes them different from so many other dealerships is they really go the extra mile to make sure you're happy. I mean, that's what they're wired to do. That's what they talk about all the time. I've been to the business meetings, and I know, and I see what goes on there. And you can check them out online at RockiesAutos.com. Pre-qualify for a car loan, ask for Steve, or the other thing you can do is you can browse the inventory for yourself. Get on out there and see my friends out there, the Alshire brothers, Tom and Marv. Get out there and see Spanky, Spanky Herrera. Get out there and see Gerard Menard. Get out there and see Freddie Labrato. Any of the folks working out there, they work very, very hard, and they'll take care of you. And please, you know what, mention my name, too, and see what happens. After they stop laughing, then they'll take care of you. They've been owned and operated, family-owned and operated since 1982, and they're open tonight until 9. Rocky's Autos, get out there and see them. 63rd and Federal is where they're located. That's just north of I-76, just south of the Boulder Turnpike. Good place to get the most bang for your car buck.
Amcor Precast reminds listeners, safe driving requires your concentration 100% of the time. Don't let pride get in the way of your safety. If alcohol is part of your holiday celebrations, take advantage of one of the safe driving options. Call a friend, take a cab, or use the designated driver system. This is from Amcor Precast, providing quality underground precast concrete structures for the utility industry for more than 30 years. That's Amcor Precast in Littleton, wishing everyone a happy holiday season.
You may be sitting there right now wondering how you're going to make it through the day. Do you worry yourself sick, beat yourself up, or put yourself down? This isn't the real you. You used to be happy and have confidence in dreams, remember? Well, it's time to get it back. You owe it to yourself to pick up the phone and call for a powerful free tape that can help you get your life back. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center for Stress and Anxiety. Please, let me help you help yourself. Call 1-800-400-9409. That's 1-800-400-9409. 1-800-400-9409.
The Jay Marvin Show on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
See where Mick Jagger's father just died? That is like 93 years old. His name was Basil. And he had a nickname. I think it was Joe. Basil Joe Jagger. And he died like yesterday or the day before. He lived to be 93. So that bodes well for Mick, don't you think? Since he's in such good health and in such good shape, he'll be around for forever. How old is he now? 61? 62? Get up there and be able to do that? Hell, I'm lucky I can walk across the street. 8:53. It's 53 minutes past the hour. High today, 44. Maybe some chances of precipitation. We're talking about these sports names. And let me go to Robin in Loveland. Robin, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay. How are you?
I'm doing good.
Good. I just want to say I am so very, very tired of people telling me that I have to have thicker skin. I am a fourth-generation Colorado native, true native, mixed blood. And when the topic of these team sports names comes up, I will really defend that they have no place in our society. I am insulted by them. I feel abused by them at times. And I won't back down on my feelings. It is so insensitive in this day and age that if anyone ever tried to put a painted black face up as a sports moniker, this country would cry out so loud and so strong because we've moved past the Sambo stereotype, but yet they allow caricatures to continue to represent this country's true people.
Yeah, there used to be a restaurant chain in Southern California that used to be called Sambo's.
Sambo's.
And had a little black like character, like a little black cartoon character.
Yep.
And I think that's long gone.
It's long gone, as well as the book Little Black Sambo.
But
the country stood up and said, no more. I'm waiting for the day that the country stands up and says, no more of the Atlanta Brave tomahawk chop crap. No more of the Chief Illiniwek. No more. Yes, we as Indian people in this country have a lot of things that we have to worry about and work on with our people besides sports mascot names.
All right. Well, what do you say? What do you say if somebody says to you, "Yeah, but we picked those names because they're signs of bravery"?
They're not. They did not pick those names because they were signs of bravery. They can stand there and they can tell me from now till holy hell freezes over that that's what they did. And it's not. Not when in the state of Colorado, we've got a high school out on the eastern plains who calls their kids the savages and has a caricature of a Native American warrior. We have tried for years to get that school to change its school theme, and it has not been successful. In the state of Colorado to this day, we have a hero whose statue and whose picture is hung in the state capitol, and that is Colonel Shivington, who killed 300 of my blood people. When the day comes that Colorado does not classify him as a state hero, maybe then the school on the Eastern Plains will think twice about naming their teams the Savages.
Well, it's the same thing as saying that it's westward expansion when in reality it was manifest, you know, the manifest destiny. Manifest destiny and the reality was imperialism.
Exactly.
I mean, I hate to sound radical, but and I don't think it's a radical thought. I think it's just a reality of history.
Reality.
And it's done, and there's nothing you can do about it. But it's a matter of history, and it's a matter of saying things a lot of times the way they really are. Robin, thank you. I appreciate the input. Thanks for the call. All right. Coming up, we'll talk to Paul Waldman, and then we'll go to open phones here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Meanwhile, I'm going to sit here and answer all my angry email, which I always get after I do this topic, and it's okay. You know, I understand. I'm not asking everybody to agree with me. I'm just basically asking you to think about it. Okay, stick around. We'll get into the media. Coming up, Paul Waldman from Media Matters for America.
AM 760 with Jay Martin. Mornings at 6. At 10 a.m., it's Al Franken. Ed Schultz at 1. And Randy Rhodes at 4. Get the real story on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Hey, it's your friendly energy propane here with... Jennifer from Springfield, right?
Propane, where do you do your best thinking?
Jennifer, I'd have to say the shower. Why, just the other day, I was thinking about how much people could save by switching to propane. You know, over time, propane water heaters can cost up to a third less to operate than electric ones.
Learn more about propane's lasting value at usepropane.com.
Propane. Exceptional energy.
A billiards room. A home theater room. A playroom. Maybe even a yoga room. With a Wachovia mortgage specialist, you'll get a range of financing options to help you get more house for your money, which could mean that extra room you've always wanted. Your dream room, made possible with Wachovia. Call 866-908-HOUSE or visit wachovia.com/mortgage. Are you with Wachovia?
Credit approval required. Certain restrictions apply. Loans originated by Wachovia Mortgage Corporation, an equal housing lender.
Jay Marvin, Al Franken, Ed Schultz, Randy Rhodes. This is AM 760, Progressive Talk. KKZN, Fortin, Denver, Boulder. And on AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Nick Young. The spiral of unrest in Iraq reached a new level this morning as gunmen wearing police commando uniforms stormed a government research institute and abducted up to 150 people. CBS News correspondent Elizabeth Palmer has details from Baghdad.
By the time the real police arrived, it was all over. But witnesses say the armed men first closed off the surrounding streets and then fanned out inside the building, saying they were carrying out an anti-corruption raid. They then herded their hostages, both men and women, down into waiting pickup trucks and disappear.
But yesterday, President Bush met with a special Iraq working group that's mapping future strategy. Today, the group is hearing from a key Bush ally. CBS News correspondent Mark Knowles at the White House.
Using a secure video hookup from the White House, members of the bipartisan panel spent the better part of an hour discussing the situation in Iraq with British Prime Minister Tony Blair. The substance of the discussion is secret, but Blair has already made it clear he thinks the U.S. needs to reach out to Iran and Syria to help stabilize and restore order in Iraq. That could end up as one of the panel's recommendations due before the end of the year.
North Carolina's Baptist State Convention has taken a very tough stand, voting to bar any congregations that condone homosexuality. Here's CBS News correspondent Jim Crisula.
It's an unprecedented anti-gay church policy. John Bishop is pastor of Connaught Baptist Church in Winston-Salem.
Homosexuals welcome in the church, but if they would like to join the church, then they would need to show that they indeed want to turn away from that sin, which I believe the Bible teaches is a sin.
The executive director of the 1.2 million member denomination says the new policy doesn't mean North Carolina Baptists hate gays. Quote, that would be a sin, he says. Jim Crisula, CBS News, Greensboro.
Well, it was all over YouTube. Now the victim of a videotaped beating by Los Angeles police has spoken out from his jail cell. William Cardenas says he was pepper sprayed and cried out that he couldn't breathe while he was repeatedly punched. He says he knew police were after him.
I was scared.
You knew there was a warrant out?
Yeah, I knew there was a warrant. I was just scared.
But you know, running away made him make things worse.
The incident happened on August the 11th. New Census Bureau figures are out underscoring the ongoing gaps between minorities and whites. For instance, household incomes. White households had incomes two-thirds higher than African Americans and 40% above Hispanics. And says demographer Ken Bryson, there's more.
We know that the non-Hispanic white population tends to have a higher level of educational attainment, although Asians are not far behind.
Well, the heads of Detroit's big three auto companies meet with the president at the White House in a couple of hours to discuss how to make their industry more competitive. Checking on Wall Street's progress at this hour, the Dow is off 35, the NASDAQ down about 6. This is CBS News.
Know what this Wednesday is? It's Kohl's 50% off sale, where you'll find great styles at half off throughout the store. I'm here with stylist Alexa, talking about the latest trend, luxurious textures.
Think fabrics that feel soft to the touch.
Like cashmere?
Yes, sumptuous in a sweater, and snuggle up in plush throws for the bed or sofa.
What about footwear?
Boots lined with fleece? Very cozy.
Stay toasty at Kohl's 50% off sale. Save 50% on styles for you and your home. This Wednesday only from 7 a.m. to midnight. At Kohl's, expect great things.
Kids who load up on junk food run a high risk of obesity, and as adults, type 2 diabetes.
Bill is a research scientist at GSK.
Too many kids today don't eat right or get enough exercise. We support a program that encourages schools to replace junk foods with healthier food choices to help prevent type 2 diabetes where we can. The fact is, GSK makes several diabetes medicines, but how great would it be if these kids never had to take them?
GSK, finding a way forward, one healthy child at a time.
I'm Corey Lopez with an AM 760 local news update. Heavy snow falling in the mountains throughout the overnight and this morning. Strong winds forecast for later today in the high country. Gusty winds near 40 miles an hour expected along the Front Range and on the eastern plains later today. It's been exactly 1 year since little Erin A. Thompson was reported missing by her dad in Aurora. That case quickly turned into a murder investigation with dad, Erin Thompson, and his girlfriend considered persons of interest. Grand jury's been hearing evidence for months, but still no arrests. Aurora Police Chief Dan Oates says Aurora continues to struggle with the tragic case.
The crucial piece on this is the whereabouts of the body of Erin A. And the people who did this, in addition to the horrific act, the people who did this hid the body in an attempt to avoid criminal prosecution. And that's the reality that we're dealing with. And without the body, it's become a very, very challenging case.
We don't expect to hear anything out of the grand jury until at least January. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Corey Lopez. Now, Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, Corey. Well, we are wrapping it up, but still a little bit of a tough drive along I-25 near 20th Street. Have a lot of congestion there. Same situation northbound I-25 through the bridges and the usual late morning slowing southbound 225 at the DTC. Now, for your high country, we do have the snow. It continues to fall. We have snow-packed roads, very poor visibility and chain laws in effect either side of the Eisenhower and over the Vail Pass. The Loveland Pass at US 6 remains off limits for the day. Weather today, variable.
Do you think you have what it takes to become a millionaire? Well, Donald Trump wants to show you how.
I think we've come up with something that is going to be spectacular.
Donald Trump is now offering to the public his Wealth Builders Blueprint System, a proven system that reveals his secrets to generating incredible wealth. And because he believes so much in the power of this blueprint, Donald Trump wants to send you a free tape to help you get started today. Just call 1-800-913-5961. This blueprint is only for people who want to succeed in life, who want to become real estate gurus, who want to become millionaires and have fun doing it.
You're going to learn how to be successful. You're going to learn how to make money. And once you enjoy it, you're going to be successful.
This is your chance. Do you have what it takes? Call now for Donald Trump's powerful free tape. Call 1-800-913-5961. For your free tape, call 1-800-913-5961. 1-800-913-5961. I could be right.
Good morning, 9:07 It's after 9 at AM 760 Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin along with you, and let's go to the phone here and talk to Paul Waldman. who is with Media Matters for America. He's a senior fellow. That's MediaMatters.org, and well worth checking out. Paul, good morning, and welcome to the program.
Hi, Jay. How are you?
I'm doing good. Okay, let's kick this off by bringing up the point that here we have this big election. We have this huge election. And the first two guests on Meet the Press are both pro-war senators. One, John McCain. The other, Joseph, the most important item is My Agenda Lieberman. And there was nobody on there, basically, who had anything to do with what happened.
Yeah, so it's the first Sunday after the elections, and Tim Russert on the Most Important Sunday Show, Meet the Press, can't seem to find any Democrats to come on his show.
Yeah, right.
Pretty remarkable. He said afterward that, well, you know, we asked Harry Reid and Nancy Pelosi, but they declined. And, you know, of course, there are hundreds of other Democrats in Washington, other members of Congress, other members of the Senate, new senators he could have asked. He could have asked anybody. But somehow he thought that, that the people he wanted to talk to were Joe Lieberman and John McCain. You know, a while back, as you probably remember, Jay, at Media Matters, we did a study of the Sunday shows. And what we found is that Republicans get on a lot more than Democrats do. And when we released that study, the explanation that we got from some of the show's producers was, well, you know, they're the ones in power, so they're the ones that we have to talk to. And the question is now, is that going to change? If the first week is any indication, it doesn't look like it's going to. Even though the Democrats are in power now, at least on their end of Pennsylvania Avenue, it doesn't look like Meet the Press could bring themselves to bring on some Democrats to talk about why they won.
No, it doesn't, does it? Bizarre. Now, let's move on to point number two about this. When is the St. McCain train going to pull into the station?
Well, you know, that's an, it's an interesting question because, of course, they bring on John McCain to talk about it. And he is far and away, when we did that study, the person who gets on the Sunday shows most often. And not only does he get on more than anybody else, when he's on, he's almost always interviewed by himself. It's thought that since he's such an independent and a maverick, that he doesn't really need a countervailing view from the other side. We can just interview him alone, solo. And one of the things we found after the election was that you saw in all these different places people saying that, well, the big winner in this election was really John McCain. You know, for instance, on CNN, Bill Schneider, who's sort of their polling and political analyst, said that his presidential hopes were given a big boost by a midterm where Iraq was a big issue. Well, of course, there is no bigger supporter of the war in Iraq than John McCain. His view is that we should send more troops there, something that is embraced, according to the exit polls, by only 17% of the American people. Yet somehow, an election in which the Iraq war and the Bush policy there was utterly repudiated by the voters, in the minds of the commentators, somehow turns out to be a victory for John McCain, who's the biggest booster of the war that there is. And we saw this all over the place. You know, there were, for instance, there was the Los Angeles Times said the fact that two kind of virulently anti-immigrant candidates for Congress lost in Arizona meant that that was a victory for John McCain because his position on immigration was more moderate. Well, the fact is that John McCain campaigned for those two congressional candidates.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
He endorsed them.
Yeah, that's
so
right.
So yet somehow the fact that they lost means that it's a victory for John McCain. In the world of the media, any outcome, no matter what it is, up, down, Republicans win, Democrats win, it's always a victory for John McCain.
I know. It's the St. McCain train. And then he sits on Meet the Press and he says, well, we should put more troops into Iraq. Tim Russert doesn't say to him, okay, so if you're elected president of the United States and you believe we should put more troops into Iraq, where are we going to get the troops from?
Yeah, it's not a question that gets asked. And he also said that, you know, we only have 6 months now to really get this right. But yet he thinks we need 20,000 more troops. Now, nobody believes that we can find 20,000 more troops in the next 6 months to send to Iraq, even if you think that's a good idea. We'd have to increase the size of the military. It's something that would take a long time and be very complicated, unless you think that we should introduce a draft and start scooping people up off the street and shoving them into a Humvee and sending them off to basic training. Then there's no way you're going to get those troops in the time that McCain says we need to do it. But yet those kinds of questions aren't asked. When it comes to him, the fact that, you know, he was a POW in Vietnam 40 years ago means that he's got credibility on national security, and no one is going to question that. And so those kinds of difficult questions don't get asked.
So what is it about the McCain train? What is it about this thing that he seems to get a pass from the media pass is just unbelievable. I mean, it is. It's unbelievable.
Well, there's no question that, that he is, that there's no political figure who gets the kind of coverage that he does, and in the quantity that he does. I mean, you can pick out somebody like, say, well, okay, Barack Obama gets really good coverage. But he's only been around for a couple of years now, and he doesn't get nearly the attention that McCain does. You know, nobody was out there talking about how this election was a victory for Barack Obama. People are interested in his potential presidential candidacy, but it's not the same thing where anything can get spun as being to McCain's advantage. And whatever the issue is, McCain is the person who's the spokesman, and he's the one who is supposed to rise above, you know, rise above all the partisanship. And so if the one-party rule is repudiated, then that means that must be to McCain's advantage because he's such an independent. It really is remarkable. You know, there's such affection for him among the press corps. That whatever happens, they're going to look at it as being something that's good for John McCain.
Yeah, if anything, Barack Obama has pointed out in numerous talking head shows that he couldn't help save Harold Ford.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's a Harold Ford and what that election means is a whole other complicated question.
But... Oh, yeah, but it is. But, I mean, that's what they attached to him. Well, he went there and he tried to campaign in the, you know, the best he could for Harold Ford, and, well, it didn't work. I mean, if we, you know, John McCain is out there campaigning for J.D. Hayworth and I can't remember the other congressman's name or congressperson's name, and they lose, but nobody says, well, John McCain couldn't save J.D. Hayworth.
Yeah, it's it seems that nothing can be spun as a problem for John McCain. Everything is a victory for him or an opportunity for him that will show, you know, will enable him to eventually emerge triumphant.
He's going to run for the presidency. I think we all know that. He's going to put together an exploratory committee probably this week. Okay, if he goes off and he runs, then do you think maybe the media will start putting a more critical eye on him, or will he always get this St. McCain's pass that he gets?
Well, I think that's going to be one of the critical press questions of the 2008 election. When we get to the primaries, I mean, this is going to be a very interesting election year. It's going to be the first time I think only one or two times since World War II have we had an election where there was neither a sitting president nor a sitting vice president who was running. It's going to be wide open fields on both sides. And obviously there are a couple of big characters here, potentially Hillary Clinton and McCain on the Republican side, and maybe Rudy Giuliani, who is also going to start an exploratory committee. We at Media Matters are going to be watching closely to see what those storylines are, what kinds of misinformation is being passed, and I think it is going to be a challenge for the reporters. Given, you know, I'm sure you remember, Jay, the kind of coverage that McCain got in 2000,
oh, yeah.
How glowing and affectionate it was from the beginning to the end, and they're going to have to take a close look at the way they've covered him in the past and what their responsibilities are to the public and to the truth, and to see if they might want to examine him with new eyes. I think that's a real open question. We'll have to see how it develops.
It's going to be very interesting to see how that plays out. It's 9:15, 15 minutes after 9 here at AM 760, Progressive Talk. Paul Wolbin on the line for Media Matters for America. That's mediamatters.org. I want to get into something else here. There's a USA Today poll out, and it has something pretty interesting in here. It says, the Democrats set to lead their party on Capitol Hill are relatively unknown. House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi of California, in line to be Speaker, had a 38% favorable rating. The same percentage said they had never heard of her or had no opinion about her. Now, if you listen to the conventional media, they are always, and I mean always, on Nancy Pelosi's case, and a good example is Newsweek, suggests that Pelosi and Bush are both unpopular, but then, of course, Newsweek, for whatever the reason is, maybe we should get a hold of Howard Feynman and have him explain this to us, left out Bush's, like, three times higher negatives, and that most people don't have any idea who Nancy Pelosi is.
Right, so we saw that in a couple of places. There have been some polls taken, they say, oh, well, you know, Nancy Pelosi has a favorable rating of around 38, and Bush's favorable rating is, depending on which poll you read, about 31 to 38 or so. And so, therefore, they're both equally unpopular. Well, no, that's not really the case. The fact is that most people don't know anything about Nancy Pelosi, and her unfavorable ratings are in the 20s, whereas Bush's unfavorable ratings are in the 60s. So it's not that they're both equally unpopular. It's that most Americans don't yet know enough about Nancy Pelosi to have an opinion about her. Now, eventually they will. This idea that she's somehow unpopular so far, you know, the Republicans certainly tried to make an issue out of her during the campaign. You know, we saw some ads talking about her San Francisco values.
And they didn't work.
Right, exactly. You know, the fear-mongering about the radical homosexual agenda, as I think one ad put it for Republican, just didn't work. People didn't know enough about her, and they weren't going to be afraid of her, and they wanted, they wanted to vote Republicans out, obviously. Now, I don't think there's any doubt that Republicans are going to continue to try to demonize her, but there's no indication yet as to whether it's going to be successful.
But they keep insisting this about her.
Yeah, absolutely, and I think that, you know, one of the things that we saw was that this, despite all the predictions, in a certain way, what happened last Tuesday kind of caught the establishment media off guard a little bit, even as they had been predicting it. You know, for so long, they've had kind of been locked into this mindset where Republicans are winners, and they're smart, and they're, you know, we saw with some of the coverage of the things that Karl Rove was saying, that we saw all these articles saying, well, you know, the White House is actually quite content. They're not worried. They've got this secret plan. You know, their turnout operation is so fantastic. And there's this real admiration for Rove specifically and for Republicans in general that they really know how to do this campaigning stuff. And no matter what the polls look like, you know, when Karl Rove comes out and says, oh, no, we're going to win, the reporters, instead of saying, well, that's just spin, they say, well, Karl Rove, you know, he's the master. He must know something that we don't.
Yeah, he must have his own set of numbers, and he must know what he's talking about. And nobody ate that more than the host of NPR, Morning Edition, I believe it is, who when he said, well, I have, you know, you have your poll numbers and I have the math or the facts or whatever it is, I'm paraphrasing him, that they just let that go. Instead of saying, well, wait a minute, hold on a minute here. Are you saying that that every major news organization that has taken any kind of a poll, including, you know, state by state newspapers and you know, Mason-Dixon stuff and everything else, are you saying they're wrong and you're right?
Yeah, well, there's a belief that Rove has these kind of almost magical powers, and that everything that comes out of his mouth should be examined with this kind of Talmudic intensity to tease out the hidden meanings, because you know, he's so wise and all powerful. And you know, the fact is, he's a smart political tactician, but he's made plenty of mistakes and he's had plenty of failures. I think that it'll be interesting to see whether or not the press begins to sort of reevaluate how they've looked at him over these years.
All right, here's a couple of last ones. This one's pretty good news. I just want to share this one for those of us that are rabid Keith Olbermann fans. Since Election Day, Countdown's ratings are up and O'Reilly's are down. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, and this is something that Fox has actually been losing some ratings for a while now. And you know, this will be one of the interesting things that we've seen with some of those conservatives since the election. You know, Rush Limbaugh declared that he had been liberated because now he doesn't have to be an apologist for Republicans anymore. And I think that in some of those conservative circles, there's a real premium on anger, and it's hard to be angry when your guys are the ones who control everything. And I think that you could almost see with people like Limbaugh that they're happier now, that they have Democrats who they can really go after that actually may have some power and influence. But at the moment, what we've seen is that Keith Olbermann is really the closest thing to a liberal that you have on cable television. You have all of these conservative hosts, and he's the only one who is on any of the three cable networks who is anything like a liberal. And his ratings have been steadily increasing, not only in general, but also in those key demographics that the advertisers are interested in. So he keeps going up. He still has a ways to go before he reaches the level of O'Reilly. O'Reilly is still a top-rated show on cable. But his arrow is pointing in the right direction, and it looks like O'Reilly and the rest of Fox is pointing in the wrong direction. But you never know. They could be re-energized by spending all their time making enemies out of Nancy Pelosi and Harry Reid.
Yeah, same thing that I caught Joe Scarborough on MSNBC making a comment last week, which I was almost going to tip you guys off to, but I didn't follow through because I was lazy. But he made the comment to somebody on there that Rush Limbaugh had 20 million listeners. Actually, it's down to 13 million. So he was overstating the case there that also Limbaugh has been losing listeners as well. One last one here. I got this from you guys, and it blows my mind that nobody caught this. At least nobody at CBS did. Thank God CBS is running in last place, so not a lot of people saw this. But on the November 9th edition of CBS Evening News, CBS Capitol Hill correspondent Cheryl Atkinson, who I think I worked once in a market with her, adopted the Republican preferred name for the estate tax and referred to it as a death tax. How did she get away with that?
Well, you could say she didn't because we caught her.
Well, but I'm saying, you know, nobody in management pulled her aside and said, look, if you want to admit on the air that you're conservative and that you're Republican, this is not the venue for it.
Well, you know, I don't know. I can't read her mind, and I don't know exactly why, but it could be that it's just the success of that strategy, which is if you want to give something a new name, you just have to repeat it over and over and over and over again, and then after a while, even people like reporters will start to use it without thinking. And this is what they've tried to do with death tax. That's what they do with, say, the phrase tax relief. You notice Republicans never talk about tax cuts. They talk about tax relief as if taxes are a burden. And if they're successful, then reporters start using those terms, too.
All right, so you know what? We're going to have to put our heads together and start renaming everything.
That's okay, that sounds good.
And then just repeating it over and over and over again until people accept it. Paul, it's so good to talk to you, and I urge everybody to go to MediaMatters.org. Paul Waldman for Media Matters for America. Paul, we'll talk to you again soon.
All right, sounds good, Jay.
Okay, see you later. All right, we'll go to open phones here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. And that's what we had to do. We had to just rename everything. We should have a contest here on the air to try to figure out.
Now I have my own successful online business. It's already brought in over $175,000 for me.
I grossed over $321,000 and I was able to quit my 9-to-5.
You've heard all the buzz. Everyday people are putting the internet to work, making serious money from the comfort of their own homes with online options. So much money, so easily, they're actually quitting their jobs. And so can you, with a free CD from Internet Speedway. Yours absolutely free, just for calling. This free CD shows how easy it is to generate real wealth quickly, with online auctions at sites like the internet's largest marketplace, eBay. And you never have to see, store, or even pay for the products you're selling.
I did over $40,000 in sales last month, and I have my own business now. It's like a dream come true.
The strategies are simple. The money is real, and the CD is free. Call 1-800-226-9008. Now to get your free CD. Call 1-800-226-9008. 1-800-226-9008.
I'm Mike Shanahan of the Denver Broncos. Some things I keep secret, like the running back rotation. Other things I share. For mortgages, go see my friends in American Financing.
Thanks, Coach. This is Damian Maldonado, founder of American Financing. We're locally owned and operated. We have no commission loan officers, so our only job is to get you the best loan possible.
Damian, tell us about the Magic Mortgage.
The Magic Mortgage lets you select the payment that's best for your budget. You can choose a regular payment, interest only, or convert it to a 15-year loan without requalifying. You can change your monthly payment any month or every month. Whether you need a refi or a new home loan, we have the widest range of products.
So you make the call. Tell them Mike Shanahan sent you, and your appraisal's free. Make the right move. Call my team of experts at American Financing.
We're redefining how home mortgages are done. Call us now at 303-695-7000. That's 695-7000. Or on the net at AmericanFinancing.net.
Investments and securities involve the risk of loss.
You may not think of yourself as being affluent. You may not think of yourself as a high net worth investor. But it doesn't matter what kind of car you drive or the home you live in. If your investments are $500,000 or more, you're a high net worth investor. And one thing we know about you is that there are 8 common mistakes high net worth investors can make without even knowing it. We're Fisher Investments, and we've put together a special free report just for you. It's called The 8 Biggest Mistakes Investors Make and How to Avoid Them. It's yours free just for calling 1-800-771-6601. Just avoiding any one of these mistakes could help you better reach your goals now and over time. As your portfolio grows and changes, strategies need to grow and change. That's why this is valuable information you must see. For your free copy of The 8 Biggest Mistakes Investors Make and How to Avoid Them, pick up the phone now. Call 1-800-771-6601. That's 1-800-771-6601.
9988.
All four wheels?
Yes. Just Brakes will also machine rotors and drums and inspect the brake system for any other problems.
Just Brakes installs pads or shoes on all four wheels and machines rotors and drums for $99.88. You are the brake safety expert. Why do you do it, Just Brakes?
At Just Brakes, we really do care.
Additional parts or services cost more. Offer good on most cars and light trucks.
Hi, it's Al Franken. I'm coming up after Jay on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Minutes after 9, high today 44. All right, it's open, folks. And if you missed any of that with Paul Waldman or any part of the program this morning, you can, including we did a great interview at 7 o'clock with Daniel Levy about the Middle East. You can get it on podcast at am760.net. Okay, where do I, who's been on hold here the longest? Man, there have been a ton of people on hold here, and Will's been hanging on the longest, so we'll go to Will. Will in Broomfield, you're on, man. It's your turn. Thanks for waiting.
Hey, Jay, how are you?
I'm doing good.
I'm calling to touch base on the Native American mascot nicknames issue, and I've got some Native American blood myself, and mostly I agree with your last caller generally, but I'm willing to take it on a case-by-case basis. But the reason I called is that a few years ago, I read a column, I think it was by Maureen Dowd, but I'm not sure, and I haven't been able to find it. But she said the whole political correctness debate is not about PC, it's about CD. Common decency. And if you are using an offensive nickname, and I tell you, I find that offensive, then the decent thing to do is for you to at least take my wishes into consideration. This is where the whole nickname debate really gets under my craw. It's that a lot of these teams, a lot of these franchises, now they know that the nicknames that they use are offensive to a significant part of the population. If they say, well, gee, we're sorry, we don't mean to be offensive, and we'll consider changing the nickname, that's one thing. But to simply blow it off is just, the best word I can think of is just outrageously rude.
Here's what I can't figure out.
Okay.
And I've done this topic a million times in like 18, 19 years. Why are white males primarily... Why are they wedded to this? What is it about them that they are so defensive of it and so wedded to it that it's almost like a point of pride that you are not going to take the Kansas City Chiefs name away from me?
I could not answer that question.
Why the emotional investment?
I think people just, I don't know, I can't speak for all the white males who like the idea of those kind of nicknames. They're just looking for an excuse to be rude. They're looking for permission. They say, I'm an obnoxious twit, and I want the go-ahead to continue being that way. And you know, just using George Allen and his macaca example, okay? Now, I am willing to assume, I'm willing to take it for granted that he didn't know macaca was an offensive word. He doesn't strike me as the sharpest knife in the drawer. Maybe he was just unaware. He was ignorant. Now he knows better. Now he knows that it's not just offensive, it's a very offensive term. If he keeps using that, if he keeps saying, using that phrase now that he is no longer ignorant, what does that say about him? I guess I'm willing to take it for granted that white males aren't aware how offensive most of these terms are to the people who are on the receiving end of them. And since they're not on the receiving end of them, they just don't know about it. They're ignorant.
Is it that they're ignorant of it, or is it that they don't care?
Well, I love that there's a line there. They start out not being ignorant of it. Once somebody tells them, hey, that's offensive, then they don't care. Then I don't know.
Here's what it's like. It's like when you do. It's like when I do this topic, whenever I've done this, even when I got into it with Roger Ebert about this, it's like reaching through the radio and hitting this nerve or this hot button. And then all these people like swarm on to the phone lines or they swarm into your email. And put up all these valiant efforts to defend it. And I just want to know what their motivation is. I want to know what their motivation is. I don't have any motivation at all about defending or attacking it, other than to say the following observations: that you're right, it's common decency and a sensitivity, And that's those. And those are not bad things, despite what Limbaugh and the rest of them would tell you. And the other thing is, the other part of this is that I get it mostly from white males to the point where it's like you're fooling with their identity. And I don't get why they're so wedded to this. I don't get why they're so wrapped around it. I don't understand what the deal is.
Maybe they're looking for an excuse not to be considerate. Maybe it's too much. And that sounds like, make it sound like I'm generalizing about white males generally, but they're looking for an excuse not to be considerate, that it is so hard, it is so difficult to be considerate and sensitive to the needs and wants and issues of others, that it's just too much work for a bunch of these people who call in, and it's just a lot easier, this saves them a lot of brain power, to not have to think about other people's feelings. And I'm not saying that that's an exclusively a white male issue. I think a lot of people out there of all ethnic types and colors and political persuasions don't want to be any more considerate of other people's feelings than they absolutely have to. Changing the subject a little bit, the religious right has some serious issues about having to be considerate about the feelings of others, like with, again, changing the subject a little bit, gay marriage. If it does not affect their lives directly, it would be the considerate thing to do to live and let live, to leave gay people, to leave people of all stripes alone to live their lives the way they choose. It would be the considerate thing to do. But most of the people who oppose gay marriage saying, you know, it's my business. I'm sticking my nose in your business.
Yeah, I you're right. I don't understand that at all. Never have understood it. I've talked about it at great length on this show, almost ad nauseum, and I don't get it at all. I don't get it why they care. I don't understand why they even give a damn or why they care, and it's none of their damn business, and worry about their own lives and stop worrying about other people's lives and stop with this BS and this crap about it's a threat to marriage. You know what a threat to marriage is? Britney Spears and Kevin Federline, they're a threat to marriage because they're getting a divorce. Hey, Will, I got to run, man. Thanks.
You bet.
Okay. One line open at 303-713-7600. It's 9:34, 34 minutes past the hour. Traffic now with Gina.
Well, nothing too major for the Metro. Traffic jams really starting to wind down if you're on I-25 into downtown and through the bridges. Southbound 25 has been busy for us all morning out of Thornton North Glen. Now, this winter storm is really dropping a lot of snow in the high country, so you want to be prepared for winter driving along I-70. Roads are going to be snow-packed and icy in many areas. Chains still required either side of the Eisenhower and over the Vail Pass. The Loveland Pass at U.S. 6 will remain off-limits for the day for avalanche control. Weather today...
What's your latest report, Special Agent?
It's time for people to take a fresh look at their auto insurance.
Copy that. Esurance makes auto insurance fast, easy, and affordable. You can get your quote and make comparisons instantly at esurance.com.
Many drivers save money and time, too. You can buy your policy and print your insurance cards instantly online.
That's why Esurance is one of the fastest-growing auto insurance companies in America.
Quote, buy, print instantly at Esurance.
Take a fresh look at your auto insurance. Get your quote at esurance.com today.
What if I told you that you could learn a new language the same way you learned your first language, with no tedious translation, no useless memorization, and no boring drills? You'd have every right to be skeptical, especially if you struggled with languages in the past. That's why we want to send you a free demo CD-ROM from Rosetta Stone. You'll find out what U.S. diplomats, over 10,000 schools, and NASA already know, that this is the world's fastest, easiest way to learn a new language, guaranteed. Call now to request your free CD-ROM. And try it with our compliments. This amazing demo includes 28 languages. Learn a language better than you thought possible and faster than you ever imagined. Call 1-800-339-2117 and we'll rush you the free Rosetta Stone CD-ROM today. Remember, there's no tedious translation, memorization, or drills. Call for your free Rosetta Stone CD-ROM today and see how easy and effective it really is. The number is 1-800-339-2117. That's 1-800-339-2117.
When you're looking to build a new facility, there's a lot riding on your shoulders. You have to get a structure that meets your needs. You need one that's built to last. You need to get it built quickly, and most importantly, you need it to stay within budget. What you need is a pre-engineered steel building from Anthem Steel. You won't believe how much you'll save in both time and money with a brand new, built-to-last steel building. For free information on how you can get the building you need with less time and money, call 1-800-771-1868. You can even customize your building. You select the size, you select the style. You can even choose to add the look of brick, stucco, or stone. Building a new facility is a big responsibility. Make it easier by calling Anthem Steel. Achieve your goals faster and with less strain on your budget. For free information, call Anthem Steel at 1-800-771-1868. Call Anthem Steel today, 1-800-771-1868. That's 1-800-771-1868.
Customized one-on-one guidance, Laurel Langmeyer can place you on the road to financial independence.
Hi, I'm Laurel Langmeyer. Creating wealth is not as difficult as you may think. If you're ready to turn your financial dreams into reality, then I want you to have my Extreme Money Makeover CD for free.
Call now for this limited-time special offer. Get Laurel's Money Makeover CD and her best-selling book, The Millionaire Maker. Both the book and the CD for free. You only pay a small shipping and handling fee. Call 800-953-8757. 800-953-8757.
Bacon, Eggs, and J. Marvin on AM 760 in the morning.
Progressive Talk.
9:38, 38 minutes past the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Get the show and podcast at AM760.net. High today, 44. And who knows what will happen precipitation-wise. Okay. It's open phones. We'll talk about anything you want to talk about. Doesn't make any difference. And let's go to Christine in Aurora. Christine, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi. Hi, Jay. Can you hear me?
Sure. Loud and clear.
What I wanted to talk about was the sensitivity issue, because sensitivity implies consciousness. And I think you're a very conscious man, and these males simply are not. They're disconnected. And to link a Native American to something as frivolous as a sport is disrespectful to the Native, simply because it's disrespecting their spirituality, in that Native Americans lived their spirituality. They observed the circle of life in everything they did. And they were. You can't separate how they were from what they, their spiritual beliefs. They lived it constantly, even in obtaining food or whatever. It was done with ceremony, praise and thanks, and that's what's wrong with the world. When they threw money in the mix, it promotes separateness, because you forget about those who strive to be rich forget about the commonwealth and how important it is to be one, like natives believed they wanted to be one with all that existed.
That's too heavy for me to understand. I'm not smart enough to get all that.
I don't know about
my sensitivity level. Maybe growing up Jewish does it to you. I don't know.
Well, obviously it does. Whatever you've been doing, and it has made you very sensitive to many issues. You know, you're very sensitive.
I don't know about that, but I just, to me, it's just common sense. Don't hurt other people's feelings if you don't have to. I mean, we're all going to do it inadvertently by mistake, so we're all going to step over the line occasionally. We're all going to slip.
Well, we're
human. You know, right. Therefore, the grace of God go I, right? But, I mean, don't sit there and, throw salt in the wound and then step on it with the heel of your shoe and, grind it in. I mean, that's just the way I look at it. Christine, thank you. I appreciate the call. Thank you for the compliments. Thank you so much. Okay, I don't know if I'm spiritual. I don't know if I'm any of that stuff. I just, maybe growing up Jewish in Orange County, California, did that, where we were definitely in the minority. And so I've always felt like an outsider looking in. See, you know what? That's something, too, to look at, to think about yourself. Seriously, do you consider yourself to be an outsider looking in, or do you consider yourself to be somebody who fits in? Have you ever considered that about yourself? You ever stop for a second and look at that and think to yourself, do you fit in? Or have you always felt like somebody on the outside who is looking in? Mike in Bailey. Mike, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Jay?
Yes.
Oh, hey, by the way,
it is snowing here up in Bailey.
All right, that's what I want to hear. So now it's going to snow down here. Is that what you're inferring?
More than likely.
Thanks a lot. Or are you sitting back there going, you know, I know Jay doesn't like it, so doggone it, I hope it moves in, and we have a whiteout down there.
No, actually, everybody was saying it was going to be over on the other side of the divide, but I'm up in a weird confluence of canyons and stuff.
All right, so what are you really saying? Are you saying, like, I'm going to be in trouble 5 hours from now because it's going to snow?
Good possibility. It depends on what kind of tires you got on your car. Well, knowing that you deal with Rockies and everything, I bet you got some good tires.
I got chains on mine, man. I'm chaining up the first chance I get.
Hey, well, I got a Scout, so, hey, that thing will crawl through anything. The whole subject on the sensitivity, I hate to say it, but because of things like Manifest Destiny, basically the whole invasion of America by the, you know, European Anglos, it's bred into to everyone that's in power, and we have to be honest about it. America's based on Anglo beliefs and values, so it's the power that's in charge here. And I've heard arguments over and over again, because I'm like the gal earlier. People start putting down Native Americans, oh, they're drunkards, they're savages, this is why they were taken over, etc. But if you start really looking at the history, the savagery that they're describing was introduced by the Anglos that came here and invaded, took the land. And matter of fact, the Native Americans that were living along the seacoast, those that weren't totally wiped out by disease, like smallpox, measles, chickenpox, etc., they were the ones who helped the Anglos survive long enough to get a foothold here in America. And then they would be butchered or...
Yeah, but bottom line on this, I don't think you have to equate yourself with being like Christopher Columbus, or I don't think you have to equate yourself with being like somebody who was around in, you know, the 1490s. I mean, this is the year 2006, but what I think's gone on here is I think there's been a prolonged backlash in this country towards the idea that, and particularly among males, that human beings should be sensitive to other human beings, and this whole thing about just being soft and squishy. Well, until it gets down to them. Then, all of a sudden, it's like, hey, man, you're stepping on my deal. And then all of a sudden, it's like everybody gets angry. Do you see what I'm trying to say here? Or maybe I'm not saying what I mean.
Here's my own personal slant on all that. In my own family, because we were down in the Appalachian area, you really wanted to be white. And you didn't want to display anything about your American Indian heritage or anything like that. My grandfather and my father, I was raised partially by my great-great-grandmother, who was full Native American. My great-grandmother, she was helping to raise me also because they lived together. When they passed away, my grandfather and my father went out and burned the cabin that they lived in to the ground with everything they had in it because they were going to be white men, period. Because that was what was accepted, especially in Appalachia, during, you know, the early 20th century. And my father and I had a lot of issues as I was growing up due to the fact that I had part of my ancestry's values taught to me firsthand, and then I was being taught to be white also. And he could never understand some of my viewpoints, and it caused us a lot of problems. You know, we got him worked out before he passed away, but, you know, he could not even accept that he was part Native American.
Well, there are a lot of people that are like that, and I grew up with people that were like that, and I went to, you know, synagogue before I got kicked out with people that were like that. It would never, like, out in the outside world ever admit that they were Jewish, and it was like, shh, don't say anything about it. And I'd always be like, well, you know what, I get in your face and tell you exactly what I am. Michael, thank you, man. And you know what? Stay dry up there.
I enjoy it.
All right. Well, good for you. I don't. But you know what? Have a good time in it.
You too.
Okay.
Bye.
What are you laughing at, John? You can't golf in the snow.
I can golf in this. It doesn't look so bad out there right now.
Well, you could get a couple of rounds in maybe, huh? 9:47. It's 47 minutes after 9 here, AM 760 Progressive Talk. And let's get a little traffic now with Rick Morgan.
Jay, the drive around town's in real good shape right now. Seeing good speeds on all the highways, with the exception of that drive coming down from I-70 to the downtown area, southbound on I-25, pretty slow from I-70 down through Spear. But then break loose, and you got a decent drive through the bridges on both sides of the highway there. Through the tech center looks good as well. No problems on 225 or I-70 on either side of the city. Good speeds on 6th Avenue and 470. And the Boulder Turnpike in pretty good shape in both directions. No worries right now in and around Boulder, other than the usual construction spots, especially at Foothills and Arapahoe delays in that intersection. As far as weather goes, looks like the wind's going to be an issue throughout the day. A high wind warning in effect until 6 o'clock tonight. Falling temperatures this afternoon. Clear skies tonight, low of 18, then sunny and 48 tomorrow. Right now it's up to 53 degrees. Rick Morgan, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
It's free, the No Catch Cashback Program. Rainbow Rewards. Earn up to 20% cash back with Rainbow Rewards at over 1,300 merchants. Like
a nutcracker transforms into a prince. A young girl becomes a princess. Snowflakes and flowers dance. It's time for one of the holiday's greatest family traditions. Experience the Moscow Ballet's Great Russian Nutcracker, coming to the Paramount Theater December 16th for two exclusive performances only. Buy your tickets now at Ticketmaster.com or log on to DenverNutcracker.com. The Great Russian Nutcracker, an experience your family will never forget.
Today, let's do motorcycle math. We'll start with subtraction. Just because it's a motorcycle doesn't mean insurance benefits can be subtracted. How about addition? What does one rider and two wheels equal? 2 + 1 = 1. One very valuable life that counts. Motorcycle accidents cause devastating injuries. The sum of the parts should equal fair insurance treatment. How can you get hurt twice in one accident? You can get hurt once by the injury and again on the insurance claim. That's 2 / 1. I'm Gary Bell of the law firm of Bell & Pollock. Motorcycle injuries are multiplied over your lifetime, multiplied in ways mathematicians can't even calculate. Don't suffer a loss on your insurance claim. At Bell & Pollock, we've solved serious motorcycle insurance injury problems for years. If you need help, call us. We'll help you.
Bell & Pollock can be reached at 303-795-5900. That's 795-5900. Bell & Pollock, consumer lawyers with a history and an attitude. Bell & Pollock are the troubleshooter attorneys Tom Martino calls for legal advice.
Kit. In it, you'll get my new DVD, The Secret to Making Money in the Stock Market, and my easy-to-use stock investing software. Together, this is a $195 value, but for a limited time, you can get both for free. Unlike other free offers, my DVD is not a sales pitch. It's valuable instruction that's easy to follow. In it, I show you step-by-step how to make money trading stocks using my Stock Investor software. To get your free Stock Investing Toolkit, call 1-800-393-7029. That's 1-800-393-7029. Get your free Investing Toolkit sent out today. Call 1-800-393-7029.
You can buy omega-3 fish oil anywhere, but where can you get it for free? From the people of Iceland, from Iceland Health. We believe so much in the power of our omega-3s that we want to give you a free bottle so you can experience the amazing benefits yourself. Just call today to request your free bottle.
As a result of taking Iceland Health, my blood pressure has dropped tremendously.
Iceland Health omega-3s come from the clean, cold waters of Iceland and have twice the power of ordinary fish oil. They offer more than just protection for your heart. They have powerful benefits for your joints, memory, even your skin.
Since I've taken omega-3, the arthritis has disappeared.
Iceland Health omega-3 made me feel 100% better.
Call now to find out how to get your free bottle of Iceland Health Omega-3 Soft Gel and feel the difference. For your free bottle, call 1-800-400-4194. That's 1-800-400-4194. 1-800-400-4194.
You've got Jay in the Morning.
Jay Marvin.
On AM 760. Progressive Talk.
One pill makes you larger and one pill makes you small. And the
Welcome to the AM 760 Ride Board. Ever have that here? On the FM underground stations, they used to call them?
Jay, you know, it's kind of funny you bring that up. I used to do the ride board at the college community station I used to work at down in Durango.
And it was, I used to put it together and, you know, hey, Jeff needs a ride from Durango to Denver, yeah, has green goodies to share on the ride up, you know, stuff like that. It was just really crazy.
Yeah, but the disc jockeys always had to sound stoned.
Yeah, man. Here's Kurt. He's looking for a lift to Boulder. He's got some stuff without any stems and seeds. If you'd like to give him a call, here's his number. And, no collect calls, please.
Okay, they don't do that anymore?
I know the station, yeah, KDUR in Durango still does it, but it's a college community station. One of the if you're ever down in the Southwest, dial it in. One of the greatest stations in the land.
Yeah, because this day and age, you get somebody hooked up with a serial killer, and then you get sued. You know, I've never discussed this on the air. It's a 9:52, 52 minutes after the hour on AM 760 Progressive Talk. There was a time in this country when you could hitchhike. You can't do that anymore. Number one, nobody will pick you up. Right? People are paranoid. That'd be number one. And number two, you don't know who's going to pick you up. And I'm proud to say that I have hitchhiked from Barstow, California, the beginning of Route 66, all the way up to Bangor, Maine, and all the way back. And, yeah, there was always the weird person who would pick you up. And you lived on the side of the road. And all kinds of great things happened. But that's for another show. Okay, let's get back to the phones here. And we'll go to Jack in Greeley. It's open phones. Jack, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay. First, I want to thank you on the air for all you did up here in Greeley. We really appreciate that. I don't know if anybody else has done that on the air. But I can tie this whole business about the Native American names to a local politician. You know, Scott Renfro, who just won the state Senate race here, up here, was on the school board up in Eaton when they had the discussion about the Eaton Red mascot.
Right.
And it's a hideous caricature with a, you know, a big hook nose and all that stuff. I don't know if you've ever seen it.
No, I never have.
Well, of course, and at the time, Solomon Little Owl was affiliated with that Fighting Whiteys that they had sort of as a counterpoint down at the UNC intramural.
Oh, Simon's good people.
Oh, he's a wonderful person, yeah. I mean, I was really crushed that he lost. But anyway, you know, Scott defeated. So that's his shtick, because he was on the school board opposing the, you know, any change to the mascot. And then he defeated Dale Hall in the primary and, of course, allowed the Christian Coalition to smear Dale, who happens to be a practicing Catholic, and he's a moderate Republican, voted for C. And then I think you know that Scott tried to associate Solomon with Ward Churchill.
Yeah, that I do know.
Yeah, and that, you know, it's just terrible. And then, of course, I think you know the Schultheis connection with Scott.
Oh, yeah, of course.
So, you know, but that's his background on that.
Well, maybe we should have Simon Little Owl on the program one of these days.
I'd love to. He's such a good, good person.
Yeah, he's a good man.
By the way, do you
stuff.
Have a second that I can update a couple definitions? Somebody was talking about squaw. It's actually a Narragansett word that means woman.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, so now squaw man is a pejorative thing. And I got a great-great-great-grandfather who rescued a young Choctaw maiden from the Trail of Tears. So imagine what he went through in the 1840s or whenever.
Wow.
And then also Wake Forest, my old dictionary says it is a Baptist school.
Wake Forest is a Baptist school? Oh,
well, this,
you know,
is from, this is from the 60s, but, you know, it's my dictionary. It's got a list of colleges in the back
well,
of it.
You know what? It might be a Baptist school.
I don't know if it still is, but anyway, I just looked that up real quick. I used the cheat sheet.
I thought it was, but you know what? I must be thinking of Duke. Isn't Duke a Catholic school?
Oh, no. Duke is, it's not a Catholic. By the way, speaking of deacons, they're in most of the mainline Protestant churches.
Okay. So you would be, so that would be a mainline Protestant terminology.
Well, there are deacons in the Catholic Church, too, since Vatican II.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, I mean, before they were just transitional on the way to the priesthood. So they're everywhere, and they're in the Eastern Orthodox. I think they've always been in the Eastern Orthodox Church.
Well, would people find naming a football team the Deacons, would they find that to be offensive?
Probably not if it's a religious school.
I guess they wouldn't, would they?
I don't know if it's still Baptist, but I looked up real quick. And
how about if they were in the National Football League?
Well, I don't know.
How'd they take that?
Well, I don't think it happened.
If it was in the secular world.
I don't think it's ever happened, has it?
No. But I was just speculating on it.
Yeah.
All right, man. Well, listen, I appreciate the call, and thanks for the information. And, you know, you laid some stuff on us here, at least that I didn't know. So, I thank you for getting involved and giving it to us.
Well, thank you, Jay. And you keep up the good work. We need you around all the way through to 2008.
Well, we don't know about that, pal. We don't know if it's going to last that long, but we'll try to keep it as live as long as we can.
Okay.
All right.
Take care.
Thanks.
Thanks.
Before I get blown out. That's true. I've never worked anywhere over 3 years. What, John? You find that hard to believe?
Well, we're approaching two. Two come February.
Yeah, that's what I'm telling you. The end is coming.
That's nice.
Huh. What are you going to be doing when you're unemployed? Oh, well. We'll just move you and Stacy and the whole family to wherever I end up.
Sounds good to me. You know what I want to do on the side? It's just like coach my kids, or be an assistant coach. I want to help my kids out in sports and whatnot when they get into that stuff.
Well, that sounds cool. You know what I want to do? I want to move to I want to move to Las Vegas and get a job driving the bus between the Hertz Rent-A Terminal and the airport. How hard of a job can that be? How stressful?
That'd be a pretty sweet gig. I want to move to Costa Rica and do like a fishing tour boat, have something like that. By the way, I forgot to tell you, our winner called Jan and, what was her name? Jackie. She got back from Costa Rica. She won the Costa Rica trip. Said she had an awesome, awesome time.
Oh, great. We should put her on and let her talk about it.
When she called, we had an interview on, and but Jackie did call. She said she had to go to work today, but said she had an awesome time.
Oh, we'll have her on one of these days. All right, that's it for this morning. Back tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. Thank you for putting up with me, and have a good day. Al Franken is next.
When you're looking to build a new facility, there's a lot riding on your shoulders. You need to get it built quickly. And most importantly, you need it to stay within budget. What you need is a pre-engineered steel building from Anthem Steel. You won't believe how much you'll save in both time and money with a brand new built-to-last steel building. You select the size, you select the style. For free information, call Anthem Steel at 1-800-700-5085. That's 1-800-700-5085. 1-800-700-5085.
You may be sitting there right now wondering how you're going to make it through the day. Do you worry yourself sick, beat yourself up, or put yourself down? This isn't the real you. You used to be happy and have...